It is Monday, April 13th, the year is 2020. We are living in the most incredibly treacherous and dangerous time the world has ever seen. This is 21st century war between globalists and their Chi-Com collaborators against the free world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to premiere a three-minute report that details that China and the Communist Party that runs it has now fired a warning shot against their deep state collaborators as Trump and patriots in our government and the American people close in on their operations. Here is the report.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 years of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
As I said before they cranked this up, I said the impeachment against Trump will fail, the removal will fail, but they're going to launch something big, probably a bio attack or a physical war. It got almost no attention Saturday and Sunday when warships and fighter planes flew over Taiwan, and China officially said, in fact, reprint me that article, please, that they are preparing for military action against Taiwan. We are now in a new world war. It's economic, and it's with collaborators in our media and our government. I am beyond angry now. I am so disgusted that they're doing this, they're trying it, and it's so reckless, and it will lead to war. Mark my words, we're at war with China. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't launch nuclear attacks within months, or they launch attacks on us. It's on, folks. And the left, like the Washington Post said, Xi Jinping needs to destroy Trump. That's the headline. No, it will be you who are destroyed. America is now fighting for its life, but we will win.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game. And they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. And everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. Ago between the globalists and their Chinese communist cohorts against what's left of the West. And now it's entering a phase of explosive growth in the conflict by every measurement. I've worked as hard as I can to try to not have things get to this point. Now they're here. And all of the America haters and Christian haters and God haters that signed on to the Hollywood anti-America, anti-family, pro-Chi-Com, pro-EU, pro-pedophile agenda. I hope you enjoy what is about to happen. The depression that's already been triggered by the deep state working with the Chinese communists launching the COVID-19 bioattack. And the ensuing stampede of scientifically directed hysteria has already guaranteed a global depression that has already set in across the planet. And what is an inconvenience for the average nouveau riche Westerner is a death sentence to people in India, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. I have a stack of even the UN reports here admitting that billions are going into starvation and that millions will starve to death and millions are dying now because of the breakdown of the economy. More than half the world's population lives at a hand-to-mouth subsistence where close to half and in some cases 80% of their money goes to food. And so while everybody's getting into being scared of the virus that is a weaponized cold virus and that is killing more than the flu does every year, it looks like a lot of the projections will be right, probably 80,000 or so this year. Mike Adams' original projection, dead. The hysteria is the real weapon, and it will kill millions of people this year. And I'm going to, later in the broadcast, last segment of this hour, read to you where the people are starving to death in mass because of this all over the world. And then the sick, evil Pope says that, oh, this is because it's nature's revenge for ignoring climate change and saying we need to cut our carbon, which would kill over a billion people in the next decade, the UN's models show. So the UN's running this global government, telling all the nation states what to do, while they're the ones actually cutting the food off. But even the Daily Beast and even Fauci have had to cover their bases. We have a very powerful clip coming up, bottom of the hour, where Bill Gates went on TV this weekend and said, oh, well, we'll have hundreds of thousands of people get sick and die from the vaccine because we're going to give it to every person on Earth. And he admits that there will be side effects in young people, especially. And so he says we need governments to indemnify the companies that are bringing forth the vaccine, which are run by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Boy, when they're even telling you, like the drug commercials, hey, this drug can kill your ass, but it shows happy people dancing or whatever while they say that, juxtaposing it, you know it's deadly. And he already patented it 2 years ago. The actual COVID-19 virus, it's the same. It's a chimera right out of China. That's even where they developed it. And now they've just got to put it in the vaccine and have the trials. That's how they hit the ground running. And this is a guy that openly says we need to vaccinate people to lower the world's population, and that says kill old people, but now he really cares about them a lot. Because, you see, when you take the COVID-19 vaccine, on average, it will lower your immunity, according to all the studies of other similar vaccines, at least 50%. Look up, flu vaccine lowers immunity to flu. And that's why they now have studies that people that have been vaccinated don't live as long and die of the flu. That's in studies. That's why they're like, oh, actually, if you're old, you've been taking the flu vaccine too much and it's not effective, stop it. It actually lets the flu kill you the next year. Because it covers that mutation. But then it lowers your immunity to all the other flus. That's how it works. But if your body learns to beat something, naturally, it boosts it against all of them. And again, I've had medical doctors on to explain this. We've had virologists on. There's never been a flu vaccine that was picked that was the right mutation for the next year. Never happened. And that's why they never had one for the common cold, because there's thousands of them every year. They now admit there's hundreds of COVID-19 versions. Now, there is a lot that we're going to be breaking down here today, but there's a report I want to go to that's very, very important that Greg Reese just put out that will be posted on Infowars.com within minutes. And this deals with the Communist Party. China fires a warning shot directly at the globalist. Here it is.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 years of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. And
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Since the invention and deployment of radar during World War II, scientists have noted increased cancers and other health problems with those who were close to the devices. That's where they're really high-powered. If you're a quarter mile from a cell tower, there's not any real high-powered radiation hitting you. But if you're a couple hundred feet away, they got fences around them with skull and crossbones on them for a reason. It says it can hurt you. So now with 5G that's even stronger, these systems are literally above the streets, just 20 or 30 feet from people's heads, from their genitals, from their bodies. People are burning them down and attacking them all over the world now. I'm saying don't do that. Use information warfare. Use the truth to expose it and sue local governments and others until they remove them. That's the way to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. Take action in the information war. But I got to tell you, I can't blame the people that are doing it because they're under assault. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
host, Alex Jones. Very grave things are happening right now. Let me do this. Let me lay out what's going to be covered today. And then we're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. And then Gerald Celente is in the fourth hour out of the war room with Owen Schroyer today. Here on the InfoWars Radio TV network. 3 to 6 p.m. ahead of Robert Barnes doing America Countdown. Dealing with the plan to implode the economy and bring in global depression. Even J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs are saying if we're shut down more than four more weeks, depression is absolutely confirmed. Depression is already hitting in the third world. People are starving to death en masse. The U.N. estimates an extra 2 million people will starve to death this year. But it's worth it if it saves a couple hundred thousand people globally because it gives big tech surveillance powers. It gives big pharma medical tyranny powers. This is a giant takeover. So let me say this now, and I'm going to elaborate on it next segment after I cover some of the news. This virus release, we've always said on air for several decades, is the globalist main takeover system. Because it gets every checkbox they need of locking things down, getting rid of cash, surveilling people, being able to lock up a restaurant where they want, being able to create total fear, being able to absolutely starve the third world and be able to force things into your body that then slowly debilitate you with binary weapon systems and kill you. And so it was easy to predict this would be their main assault. They said it would be their main assault. And even though every country isn't under globalist control, like Russia or Iran or North Korea, they have their own corruption problems and evil problems, and they like the power grab as well. And so the World Health Organization coordinates it. The CHICOMs duplicate how you're supposed to behave. They set the precedent, the most evil regime in history. The media and others and universities and big corporations stampede Western governments into getting behind it. And then I told you 10 weeks ago, I said, watch, they'll say it's a permanent emergency and will never end. And they're going to have to cycle it on and off. And now J.P. Morgan's put out a cycling chart for the next 2 years, and we'll get a vaccine within a year, and it'll be forced. But if you're hurt, you'll be given a payment. Bill Gates is coming up saying that. So they know the UN came out 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and said, we can't cover this up. Vaccines are killing people en masse and hurting them bad. Our own doctors know it's bad. So now they're just going to go, you know what? It does hurt you, but it's for a greater good, and you will take it. But that's a lie, too. They released it. It doesn't protect you. And it's right here in the news that people that tested positive before now have it, and people that tested negative now have it, and people that And the tests don't work, and most of them are faulty, and it picks up normal cold viruses and says it's corona because it is corona. It's like, is that a Jersey milk cow? Or is that a Santa Gertrudis beef cow? It's a cow. And so there is no damn vaccine. It is only to lower your immunity. Bill Gates wants you dead. He's on record. And that's what's so crazy about this. You know, you notice we've obsessed over Bill Gates for 20 plus years. And everybody goes, why do you do that? Why is he in your films? Well, he's just a Microsoft guy. And I'm like, you watch. He'll one day be on TV telling you they're coming with forced inoculations and microchips and world government. And now they are. Because he is the chief science officer. I'm not up here blowing smoke up your rear end, folks. Bill Gates doesn't finance TV shows attacking me and finance lawsuits against me because he likes me. I've got his damn number. You think I'd mess with somebody like that if it isn't true? He's a murderer. He's a psychotic James Bond villain. And I thought, as Americans, we'd get pissed about somebody like that and do something about them. And I think we are. But this is a weapon system aimed at poor people to starve them. It is a bioweapon because it cuts the economy and the food off, and they're going to die. Over 2 billion people are at starvation level. And Lord Monckton's done excellent analyses of this and estimates that under the carbon taxes they wanted, a billion would die in a decade. Well, now they're admitting this will end up killing billions if the global depression stays for a decade. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Let's go to a very important special report, then we'll come back. Let's go to the new normal will destroy America.
The Republic is coming apart at the seams. A defiant paddleboarder found himself in over his head in hot water when sheriff's deputies surrounded him near Malibu Pier.
Ain't breaking no law, ain't selling no drugs. I'm just preaching the word of God. And look at all these police cars here.
The sign at Donaldson Park says closed, but in smaller print says, in groups of no more than four persons, parks remain open for walking, hiking, biking, running, and similar activities. Matt was just there with his wife and six-year-old. He says it was the officers who were violating social distancing guidelines.
During this whole contact, you know, none of the officers had masks on, none of them had gloves on, you know, and they're in my face handcuffing me, they're touching me.
I certainly don't think it's appropriate for a father to be handcuffed in front of his family.
All in the name of a new normal which defies our inalienable rights and is plunging the U.S. into a recession. Once the facts are laid bare, couldn't those aggressively pushing for it be committing open treason? It's enough to make Attorney General Barr shudder at the long-term consequences.
Generally speaking, there are occasions where liberties have to be restricted during certain emergencies such as war, or in this case, a potentially devastating pandemic. But they have to be balanced. Whatever steps you take have to be balanced against the civil liberties of the American people, and it cannot be used as an excuse for broad deprivations of liberty. As things proceed, you know, we're going to be interested in both what the federal government is imposing and also making sure that that's justified, but also what the states do.
Once this is over, will we analyze the globalist Hail Mary pass to take out Trump and American economic success after all of the Russiagate impeachment nonsense? Or will we face a new wave of attacks as the Department of Homeland Security has eerily predicted? Politico reported, the Department of Homeland Security has warned the faith-based community that the threat of attacks against houses of worship may be higher once religious services resume due to stressors caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Is this truly a threat, or is it a threat against the First Amendment? And now, as all 50 states are under a major disaster declaration for the first time in U.S. history, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis President Neil Kashkari has declared that without an effective vaccine for the coronavirus, the U.S. economy could face 18 months of rolling shutdowns.
Whether it's healthcare policymakers, fiscal policymakers, which means Congress, or the Federal Reserve, we should all be erring on the side of overreacting to try to avoid the worst economic outcomes.
As those in power now increase that power as elections are put on hold, this new normal is merely the new world order in sheep's clothing.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday morning. I was just in a local Austin business that was basically empty, and there were three motorcycle police in there. And I said, what do you think of this whole coronavirus thing? And they're like, it looks like it's a hoax. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. The way it's been handled is a hoax. Taking everybody that dies who happens to test positive, even though they die of a heart attack or cancer or diabetes, as dying from coronavirus is the big one. And then, of course, they're also classifying everybody that tests positive for coronavirus, period, not just COVID-19, as having it. So they're upping the number of cases, they're upping the number of deaths, but still more people died this week and last week than died from the coronavirus from suicide. So if anything, it's causing divorces and suicide and stir craziness and basic insanity and a giant power grab with Big Pharma preparing a forced inoculation, which they even admit will not protect you from next year's mutation of the coronavirus.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I have studied the globalist and the eugenicist and their operations for 35 years. I kind of fell into it when I was a teenager researching it. It was so fascinating. I was always into comic books and science fiction. I started reading history books that were around the house about World War II, World War I, ancient Rome. And I was like, wow, this is much better than fiction. Truth is stranger. And so instead of being like a fake professor, you know, that gets a degree studying one area, I studied a wide range of things. And so now, watching the globalists launch their full assault. I mean, their takeover, their AI anti-human takeover, their medical tyranny takeover, their wipe out the third world, devastator weapons. And seeing America flat-footed and not knowing what's going on, and seeing the Pentagon and the CIA and the president following suit with what we recommend 6 weeks after we do, quite frankly, freaks me out. Now, it's not that the Pentagon, the president, doesn't know all this, but they're in this echo chamber of globalist BS. And so just having something to ping back on that's saying exactly what they're in secret meetings saying, they're like, how does this guy know it? How do I know all this stuff? The damn New World Order's out in the open, naked as a jaybird. And so I don't even have a feeling of anger anymore, and it's gone from anger to disgust to just sorrow. You know, if America's this pathetic, we don't care about 62 million babies, and we think it's cool that the left says kill old people and don't take care of them, and that we're this selfish of a society, then fine, just burn it all down. But I want Bill Gates and others to walk the plank first. Oh, I haven't forgotten about them. I mean, seriously, folks, if we would throw our birthright away and act like this and let people do things like this. I mean, look, all I have is honesty, and I'll tell you what Trump should do. They've already arrested the head biologist for being a Chinese spy at Harvard and getting tens of millions of dollars secretly and running all these operations. It's, what do you think Epstein did? What do you think Bill Gates does? What the hell is Microsoft doing running the Pentagon cloud? We're under attack by a foreign military with collaborators. And it wasn't on the news in 1941, you know, when the Marines just went around in plain clothes killing all the Nazis, okay, and killing the collaborators. And they'd come and say, we know you're working for the Nazis because you're in a German community. You're going to go help us and lead them to a spot. We're going to kill them in this barn, or we're going to kill you. And we just killed them. It was only 10 or 15,000 we had to kill. It took about a week. You know, you don't play games with this stuff. Kill the Chinese spies. Kill them now. I want them dead. No more games. I want Trump to issue death warrants now against all these people. I want them killed. I want them dead now. And that's not some big shoot my mouth off act tough thing. I'll bring them down on me for that, but I don't care. I will not sit here and watch this country gang raped and the planet gang raped. And more importantly, the giant third world populations that are going to die by the hundreds of millions in the global depression. It's all admitted in the numbers. While we bitch and complain that some old people might die of a weaponized pneumonia. Sorry, the Chi-Coms with the deep state launched it. So there, that's why I've been pissed off. The Cruz asked why I've been so upset a few days. Because somebody's got to say it and tell it like it is. That Harvard professor who's a Chi-Com agent doesn't get a trial. You know, here's the thing. We're not getting trials. America's having all its freedoms lost because we won't stand up to authoritarians and foreign governments. When your country is in war, overrun on the edge of total collapse, and these people hide behind due process while they piss on ours and close our churches and engage in all this crap, it's BS. Now, I'm not going to kill anybody. Because that's not my job. I'm just saying, when you sell bioweapon sequencing systems and nanotech technology on how to deliver and give gain of function to bioweapons, you get your neck broken. Like that. So easy. That's what you do. You do not sit there and let this go on. Now, I'm not calling for anybody to kill this guy. We need to roll him up and find out who all the Chinese spies are. But China got pissed with their deep staters when Trump started rolling them up. So they got with the deep staters and said, all right, you gave us this weapon. You develop it with us. That way you won't blame us. You won't blame you. This is China having a discussion, you know, back in November. We don't have the votes to get rid of him. Go ahead and do the impeachment while we buy time, while we incubate the virus. Keep your borders open. We'll order Chinese citizens that have it to go into your country. That's why there was just huge waves coming in and leaving of rich Chinese. I saw it all over Austin. I'm like, what the hell is all these, you know, rich, arrogant Chinese with diamonds and all over and Gucci bags and, you know, $200,000 Mercedes laughing at people. They were bringing it in. They were releasing it. You've seen the videos of them touching all the laptops at Best Buy and wiping their feet with the mask they ship you, you know, to take care of. And they order the first responders. Here, Xi Jinping brought you a mask. It's a bio attack, but they made an agreement with Obama and Hillary and those and Fauci that shipped them the weapons 8 years ago and again 5 years ago. It's all on record, by the way. And they said, we'll get Trump, we'll plunge the global economy, bring in the depopulation, we'll do it all right now, we'll worship Xi Jinping and communist China, and then we'll blame Trump and say it's his fault when the economy goes under. Why do we sit here and take this? Because it's a new type of attack? Like aircraft carriers in World War II? We're supposed to be ahead of all of this stuff. All this you do is covert action. We don't have time. I mean, they'll do that with the Mexican Mafia or MS-13 and give them an acid bath. Why aren't we taking the gloves off and sending in the Army and the Marines to kill these people. Kill them. Kill them now. And again, it's just as simple. Why are we going to sit here and take bio attacks against our country? Why are we going to sit here and take an economic warfare attack with Democrats smiling like the Cheshire Cat of what they just did to us? And they're bragging how they were going to do it, and they've been caught doing it. We don't need to disrupt the economy. We need to turn the fear off so people take basic precautions, deal with the bio attack, and not let the people that launched it at the NIH and Bill Gates and all of them get away with this. It's a coup against America. And they manipulated Trump with, don't let Bezos, who's your enemy, get control of the cloud for the Pentagon. Let Gates, he's a good guy. They've been manipulating Trump into all of this. We're at war with Communist China, but Communist China is run by the globalist. And we are dealing with this right now. And it's not the American people's job to go out and be violent, because literally that's not your job. I'm telling the president and I'm telling the Pentagon, you keep letting the deep state do all this, and they've endangered the whole planet and everything now, and they intend to bring everything down and make hundreds of millions of people starve to death. Are you going to sit there and let this happen? Because I'm not a violent person offensively, but I feel ashamed that we're allowing this to happen. I feel like their blood is on my hands. And so my business is sticking my neck out there, okay? That's what I do. And I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm really worried about what happens to all of you, because we've really become a bunch of decadent candy asses. And the fact that the globalists would pull this thinking they're going to get away with it, they're not going to get away with this. I'll assure you, the decision's already been made that the deep state's done and the globalists are done. But the globalists think they're going to kick our ass. So I'm going to tell the president again, you're in a fight for your life. I'm in a fight for my life. America is. No more games. They started it. They did it. We're in a hot war. Take Hollywood over. The Chi-Coms already did. Take the Federal Reserve over. The globalists have control of it. Take control of the country now and restore the republic now. George Washington would have a stack of death warrants 2 feet tall. One. And then when he's done kicking ass, he goes back to the farm. That's what we want. So the president needs to do his job and launch covert direct action now. Kill the enemy, President Trump. Kill them.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people.
Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter Sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock. And yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off, because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So Winter Sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off, because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, and then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, at 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out. The X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, all I said last segment is that when your country's under attack by powerful multinational axis of evil, and they're using the openness and freedom of your society against you, it's a military power. They're enemy combatants. Take the gloves off. And the president has to start thinking like that and not worry about the Democrats, who are Chinese spies on average, about 90% of the time, on record. Stop worrying about what they say and do. You cut off the Chinese agents. You arrest the collaborators, the foreign operatives that are here. I mean, the Chinese kill our operatives in China. We don't have any over there. We're a joke, so we're treated like it. And so now they've launched a damn bio attack on us with the deep state to remove the president and people loyal in the government. Everybody's like, man, that's a radical statement. That's where we are. When you're fighting for your life, you're fighting for your life. Again, this is just... Let me show you the type of stuff here in the stack, because I look at all this before we go on air. I don't just put this out every day to act like I'm looking at it. Look at this. China announces plan to invade Taiwan. Concern grows over China's invasion threat. Taiwan says Chinese carrier drills close to island. China sends aircraft carrier near Japan. Taiwan as U.S. Navy struggles with coronavirus. Oh, give me a break. They're not struggling with it. They're just, oh, my God, 50 people on the ship have it. One guy's real sick. I mean, and then he didn't get to wear pink underwear. I mean, it's just this ninnying. Meanwhile, China has giant death camps. The left's like, oh, we love death camps. Don't talk about being mean to Chinese agents in the U.S. Give them bubble gum to chew. Pat them on the head. Taiwan scrambles warships as PLA Navy aircraft carrier strike group heads for the Pacific. And China says, the headline was Saturday, we are now in a physical military posture and are preparing for the invasion of Taiwan, and it's hardly in the news. Imagine if Trump said he was getting ready to invade, you know, Cuba. China released the bioweapon in conjunction with the deep state to shut down Taiwan, to shut down their political enemies, and then to direct it against the West, and they've been, and the UN and the whole media has been concerted And the Washington Post had the headline, Xi Jinping needs to destroy Trump. You know, the Nazis had a big cult in America before World War II. They had some national polls that showed up to half of America supported them. Because our media told us they were good guys because the robber barons were supporting Herr Hitler, Henry Ford. The list goes on and on. There's the Washington Post. Xi's choice. Destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. That's the sicko freakazoids we have in our government, in our media. And then you've got the Harvard chemistry chairman charged for working with the Chi-Coms. And again, these guys were told by the Council on Foreign Relations that that was their job to transfer to China. That's how they were going to defeat America militarily. This was a globalist takeover plot. And I'm saying we're fighting for our lives. So you might want to take the gloves off. At least fight with fists when your enemy's got a machine gun and a dagger in the other hand. They got a machine gun and a dagger. They're doing all this. And we're just sitting there going, oh, can I fight you with a powder puff? I'm the guy that tried to stop the globalist takeover. I'm the guy that tried to stop the police state because I knew if the globalists got control of America, they'd use the police against us. But we have a fighting chance now. And on average, the police, at least in our country, understand what's going on. And the globalists won a civil war. You go, well, if they come for the guns and keep things locked down and there's a depression, there'll be a civil war. Not if there's an invisible enemy. That turns the people against each other. This has all been war game. It's all been prepared. There's one thing that stops them dead in their tracks. And that's Trump coming out like he did last week and saying the World Health Organization has been put in charge by the Chinese. They got their own director in for a decade. He put all his people in. They control it. They've bought it off. It's a fraud. They don't direct our response. America's not scared. If this killed a million people, we can handle it. We'll take basic precautions, but not shut down our farms, not shut down our factories. He'd show the numbers that a half billion just went into poverty, another 2 billion or at almost death rate, and they'd predict millions will starve to death this year, the UN's own documents. I'll show you next hour. And we're just going to let the third world starve to death? And all this because the virus and the media, and then don't forget the big news story. The Communist Chinese came out this weekend and said, okay, probably didn't come out of that market. Okay, the U.S. government under Fauci and Obama gave us the viruses, just like we told you 9 weeks ago. And leave us alone. Don't blame us because we'll blame you. Well, forget. Good. Expose Fauci. Expose Obama. But see how they've got the guy right there next to Trump who comes out and keeps saying Trump's a liar. Let's play these clips right now. Here's Fauci. U.S. has more coronavirus tests than any other country. Yes, because they do more tests than anybody else. Then they always say we're not doing enough tests. Here's clip five. Fauci blames Trump for not responding to coronavirus in February. This is from a few days ago. But here he is. Back in February, what he said, advising the president to stand down. Oh, don't stop the Chinese coming in. Don't stop the flights, sir. Everything's fine. But he thinks you don't have a memory. Now he says the opposite. Here is the man, the globalist agent, the man behind the HIV, so much an actual devil incarnate. Here's Fauci blames Trump for not responding to coronavirus in February. Here he is.
The New York Times reported yesterday that you and other top officials wanted to recommend social and physical distancing guidelines to President Trump as far back as the third week of February, but the administration didn't announce such guidelines to the American public until March 16th, almost a month later. Why?
You know, Jake, as I've said many times, we look at it from a pure health standpoint. We make a recommendation. Often the recommendation is taken. Sometimes it's not. But it is what it is. We are where we are right now.
It is what it is, you little piece of crap. You advised the president not even to stop the Chinese flying in on record, you little monster, you little goblin. Let's go ahead and play what he actually said back then.
So, Dr. Fauci, it's Saturday morning in America. People are waking up right now with real concerns about this. They want to go to malls and movies, maybe the gym as well. Should we be changing our habits? And if so, how?
No, right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis. Right now, the risk is still low, but this could change. I've said that many times, even on this program, you've got to watch out, because although the risk is low now, you don't need to change anything you're doing. When you start to see community spread, this could change and force you to become much more attentive to doing things that would protect you from spread.
And that's why he was busy flying the thousands in, making sure they didn't get tested, making sure it spread well, because he works for the UN, the globalist Bill Gates, the Rockefeller setup, Mao Zedong, so that they had Xi do this. But Xi said, okay, give me a weapon, so we both have it, so I got it from you, so when I use it in the future for a global government power grab, you don't blame us. Well, Trump starts blaming him because he got into power. They're like, oh, we got this from Fauci. Just like I told Trump, go after Comey. Just like I told him, go after all these guys. You have to go after him. Just destroy him in public. Get him up there next. You don't even tell him. And they start going, by the way, I'm having you arrested for being a Chinese spy, you little piece of crap. Just, they'll all run just like rats. But instead, we just rope-a-dope and go through this whole thing. It's unbelievable. Arrest Fauci. Don't fire Fauci like Ron Paul's saying. Arrest him for crimes against humanity. And call for the indictment of Obama and all of them for what they've done. They're on record, and I'll cover that next hour as well. And show you Bill Gates saying, we need liability protection. The vaccine is going to kill a lot of people, but we need liability protection. So they're getting you ready, because this is going to be out. Just like Gardasil killed a bunch of people and sterilized them, you're going to love this one. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, with all the craziness going on, I suspect the globalists will probably launch another bio attack even worse than this, because we've bowed down so well to this, just on this low level one. Who knows what's going to happen? I personally am doing everything I can to boost my body's defenses, and it funds the InfoWar. Get Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the zinc, the preglone, everything else you need. It's amazing. We also have Winter Sun Plus with vitamin K now. That's the mix. They're saying, you know, vitamin D3 and vitamin K is so good for your body, so good for your natural defenses. We have that 50% off, even though it's been sold out for 4 months, back in stock. And we have X3 very close, as I've been telling you, for selling out. Won't be back in for months, with a tri-iodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, two other types. I told you, like the scientist told me, come out with that. It's even better. You even heard, that MIT doctor had on saying the tri-iodine is the way to go. Well, we've got it. InfoWarsStore.com, and that purchase funds the operation. So please take action today. But whatever you do, get prepared. By the way, we have storable food again. Now it's only 6 weeks for delivery. But all over the rest of the country, you even hear them saying food shortages. So get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get it for like five times cheaper than the grocery store. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times, The Washington Post, Wired Magazine all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now, YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
as you know, I rarely air something twice in the same show, but I never air something three times. And we're only an hour and 1 minute into the transmission, and I'm about to air this for a third time. Then I'm going to come back and dutifully just report to the American people and the president in very concise packages what is going on and what's coming next in my perspective, which I really wish wasn't so dead on. It's nightmarish, actually. But it's very clear when you sit here and immerse yourself constantly in this and don't pretend to do research, but actually live it. I've never dreamed all night long for 8 hours about problems and about how to deal with things. And it was vivid waking dreams researching all this to get on air today and do a good job breaking it down. That's how serious all this is. I mean, I might have a few dreams where I'm working on things, but now it was all night, like I was in a classroom, like I was just absolutely just breaking my mind, trying to just warn people and how serious this is and how incredible it is and what's going to happen if we don't stand up. So we're going to air this special report that's on Infowars.com. Communist Party China fires a warning shot at their deep state collaborators that must go viral, must be sent to the White House. You want to stop the globalists? Get this intel to every member of Congress, get it to every talk show host you know. It's on band.video as well. Here it is.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 years of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I
I don't need to remind you how 4 years ago I told you the polls against Trump were fake. He was winning by a giant margin, but election fraud almost stole the election from Trump and the American people. Well, now they're pushing the idea that, oh, cancel the Republican and Democrat conventions, maybe cancel the election a year, like the Olympics. That's because they know Trump, in every internal scientific poll, is 20 points ahead of the brain-damaged Biden. So they can say, sir, you look big like the Olympics. Go ahead and back it off a year, and then you'll still win in a year after you fix the crisis. No. They need more time to cook up an assassination, an economic collapse, a new virus. Trump needs to say, no, in America, we keep elections on time, have the elections, win by a landslide, and not give the globalists what they want. Hillary, Biden, they all want to suspend the election. We shouldn't give them what they want. We need to have a vote in America and reelect Trump 2020.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists and their Chi-Com cohorts and their Hollywood allies have been trying to crash the economy for the last 3.5 years. They've been trying to remove President Trump with hoax after hoax. Well, that didn't work. They launched the UN's Pride. Disease X, which they said would bring in world government. And they're so arrogant and so evil, like master villains are, just like in cartoons or movies. They brag in all these white papers and books how they do it. That's how we have all these documentaries and reports and films at band.video that are going viral. You know, we're talking the average video now we put out on this has like 500,000 views on our own third-party platform. Unheard of. A lot of them have over 1 million. They're being copied everywhere. And believe me, they're being watched at the Pentagon. They're being watched at 10 Downing Street because they're like, how does Jones know this? It's not like I'm even telling them stuff they really don't know. It's just unheard of to have this on air. That's why you saw 3 weeks ago, 10 Downing Street came out and said, okay, looks like it's a bioweapon. Looks like certain elements in the West worked with them to release this to bring down the economy. China's going to have to be brought down for this, the CCP, Communist Party China. It's incredible. America is fighting for its life right now, and I've got all the numbers here that we're going to go over that if we don't reverse this, the depression's imminent. It's already here. It's already destroying the third world. You talk about mass starvation. You talk about mass death. As the president said, you want mass death. This is it. And then there's just the bombshell. Everybody overuses bombshell, but I mean global bombshell. That the Chinese government releases that, okay, we were working on gain-of-function COVID-19 at that lab in Wuhan, down the street from where they said it broke out. We were funded by Obama and Fauci. What's he going to do? That is total blackmail. And that's why they used a weapon they've been given by Obama. And it's not like we just started saying that yesterday when it was picked up in the newspapers. We told you, I looked it up. February 4th. So how many months ago is that? That's 2 months and over a week. So that's 9 weeks ago. That specifically Obama and Fauci and the NIH in 2015 transferred a gain-of-function chimera coronavirus that is nanotech that they're able to manipulate and weld things onto. The Chi-Coms couldn't figure that out. They had to be given it by Obama. And I had the head lawyer, the Harvard lawyer that prosecuted world dictators, Soma Lajovic, and wrote the U.S. bioweapons law and the world treaties and all of it on 9 weeks ago saying they sold it to him. They gave it to him. It's gain of function. And then you watch the scripting and the choreography and the architecture of the exactness of how the Chi-Coms rolled it out, how Hollywood rolled it out, how the media was lockstep, and how this thing was pushed. It was launched on purpose. It didn't leak out of there on accident. Obama had given that to them. The globalists had given that to them at some future date to release this, to create the world lockdown for the UN World Health Organization to take over with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And boy, do we have something for you coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we will air it. Wait till you see this. Microsoft has put out a 2.5-minute ad literally worshiping the head of the church of Aleister Crowley. Unbelievable. Wait till you see this. And it's all, oh, don't worry, you're in virtual reality now. You can, now that you're locked up in your house, Microsoft wants you for free when you open it up to look at their Grand Falloon. Kurt Vonnegut, a big listener of the show. Not bragging, it's just cool. We had a few conversations before he died and sent me some art and things like that. But Grand Falloons are how established, especially rich people, will celebrate some stupid person or some dumb thing. A Grand Falloon would be Leslie, this horrible, nasty drug dealer, guy with a beard with diarrhea running down his legs that has been around Austin for 20 years. I had an office by him, didn't know it. Had to see the stuff he was doing every day. I mean, he was a very sad person. The left celebrated him as a Grand Falloon. Well, this devil worshiper lady who said in a Reddit post, no, I really do Crowley rituals. I believe this. For you, it's art. For me, it's ritual. This woman is a Grand Falloon. You know, why would they want to buy a $500 million painting of a skull, a bloody skull with semen on it? Because if children are starving and you could feed 100 million children with that money over and over again, if you can put it on some devil worshiper that poops on a skull, see, that's satanic. Maria Abramovich, I mean, that's what they believe this woman is immortal, even though she looks just like a fat old lady, and they worship this giant sack of trash. That's coming up bottom of the hour. And, you know, that's my ongoing frustration that Bill Gates is a devil worshiper. I mean, Bill Gates, best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. I told you that years ago. It all came out. And then we have to sit here and, like, a little devil worshiper hopping around that, like, worships this clown woman who'll burn in hell. It's incredible. So all I'm saying is these people are a joke. Okay, let me do this. I said I'd get into Bill Gates announcing that everyone's going to be given forced inoculations worldwide and that hundreds of thousands of you will die. You might think that's a pretty, you know, hundreds of thousands haven't died worldwide from COVID-19, but he says hundreds of thousands will die from the vaccine, but that's a good price to pay. You're going to see him say that out of his little gremlin mouth. You know, where I come from, we recognize those things real quick. Anyways, the point is that we're going to talk about all that coming up and show you who your enemy is and then give the number out right now. That's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Country code, if you're calling international and can't call 1-800, most of you can, but you can't. Country code, and then 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. And then we've got 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to be a good boy and come back and cover all this. But God abhors a vacuum. And us all acting like a bunch of jellyfish is a vacuum. And so if you really want evil, God's going to give it to you. China's openly getting ready to invade Taiwan, openly saying it. America's outgunned with traitor spies all over it, trying to bring the economy down. And all I'm saying is if Trump's the big man he says he is, he'd do what any U.S. president would do before, whether it was Andrew Jackson, George Washington, or even, hell, Eisenhower. And before him, I mean, Teddy Roosevelt had him go around and grab the Nazis up. I mean, you know, that's just what you do when you're overrun with. I mean, citizens have rights to say and do whatever they want as long as it doesn't call for violence. But when you have foreign powers financing groups for the overthrow of the country itself and the enslavement and the taking of rights, well, that's when you roll the sleeves up and say, okay, time to get your fight. So that's where we are. And Trump's been arresting the Confucian Club people and a bunch of the Chi-Com agents and the head of Harvard running this stuff. That's good. That's a good start. That's a good start. And I, again, personally don't want anybody to not go out and do those. I want the president to sign death warrants, and then I want it carried out properly, legally. I'm not calling for any violence. I'm just simply saying if the president doesn't start acting, there's going to be more violence than anybody could ever imagine, because we're going to have a depression and total war and probably World War III and the end of the planet. So I'd just like to stop this now. Please, Mr. President, I warned you that when the impeachment failed, they were cooking up a bio attack, and I'm on record. So listen to me now. Listen to the Oracle of Austin. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance, so now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. And everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Maria Abramovic, the swollen pig-like maggot that the devil worshippers bow to, had a disgusting Microsoft worship ad because they always worship her. Again, worshiping something ugly, something stunted, something diseased is an inversion of Christ. They worship this shrunken head of Satan. It had 99% downvotes. We've got screenshots coming up. I was going to premiere the video next segment for you. They pulled it. Microsoft thought when Gates is so scared, he goes, worship Satan in public, lesser magic. Because she prays with him. I've met with people that used to be in her church. She prays and they do rituals and they're all scared. And they go, oh, Aleister Crowley, oh, please help us. And they're just because Satan gave you the power to rape everybody doesn't mean you're powerful, scum. And that's the thing with these Satanists. They live in such incredible fear. So I just love it. Bill Gates, who hangs out with her and hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein, we'll show you photos of that coming up, is absolutely running scared. And, you know, in fact, I'm not going to premiere this next segment now because I want Bill Gates with Jeffrey Epstein. I want articles about him lying about it, being caught living there, living with him in Europe and New York. I mean, he lives with him months on end, along with the prince and all the weird stuff they did. And then Abramovich drops by and they like, you know, wallow around and just, ugh. And like, imagine her telling Podesta, come to the meeting. We have the sperm and the milk and the blood. And he's like, I can't help it. I've got to go to that. And then his brother is in the 2007 Washington Post about his avant-garde art. And it's all pedophilia and tied up children, 3-year-olds in dungeons hanging up by their legs. And one of them, of course, is Anderson Cooper. I can't make this up, man. I mean, that's why, like, stop it already. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. I mean, I never get sick of beer and watching a movie with my wife and hanging out with my kids in the swimming pool. I mean, it never crosses my mind to tie kids up and then much less put it on in the Washington Post. Yeah, get it off the screen. I don't want to. He goes, yeah, this is the dungeon I hang the kids up by their feet in, you know. We can't show this. You know, we have radio stations and TV stations, you know, call up and say, can you talk about this? Well, especially the TV stations, they go, can you show that? I'm like, the Washington Post had a whole spread on it because it's called lesser magic. Satanists have to show you what they're doing to normalize it. And they believe that's kind of like Mario Brothers, Mario Kart or Super Mario Brothers, where you like get a bunch of jewels, but then you get the mushroom and you get superpower. It's like a bonus level. You've got to tell people what you're doing, and then you get all the bonus levels. We got Trevor. We got Daniel. We got Don. We got David. We got Paul. We got Brian. We got Chase. We got a lot of folks. We're going to take your calls. But I tend to get up here and get a little aggressive about this. I either get really depressed or really angry or really almost manic about it. And the truth is that I have to kind of make a sick joke out of all this, or I'm going to start bawling on air. And I'm going to start having an anxiety attack. Because you know what my brain's telling me, right? It's like, son, you ain't supposed to be up here talking about this. You're not a talker. That's just one of your little side gifts. You're a head smasher. And I try to control my instincts because I understand we're in a new war. I use information war. But I'm just here to tell you, it's sweet as pumpkin pie that they're so disconnected from reality that they thought if they did a ritual externalizing her and worshiping her, they believe that she can send power back to Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, she sent a lot of power to Anthony Weiner. She sent a lot of power to Jeffrey Epstein and Hillary, didn't she? Oh, yeah. A lot of power. You talk about deceived. I mean, this is one of the number one worshipped people because she's connected to the Rothschilds and the royal families of the Satanism. And so they all just festoon her as the Grand Falloon, and they roll this out, and we're some bloated pimple head. Oh, look, you laid in a pentagram. We're so scared of you. They'll all drown in lakes of blood. You know, it's the most valuable thing in my life that Podesta got Bloomberg and Bill Gates to put into a money fund and sue me. They couldn't get the other big billionaire to do it. I mean, you don't understand, I'm so proud of that. That's like my most valuable thing, that devil-worshipping child molesters hate me and I'm renting space in their mind. That's like when I get that little eep from God, like that little, like God's like, hey, let me show you something. And I'm like, whoa, it's like, why do I get this? Well, I like what you're doing. But you got to be ready because they're going to tear you limb from limb. I'm like, yes, sir. I'm ready for that. Because I want more with the big guy. And that's what these Satanists don't get. If they ever had it, I mean, look how pathetic and hunchbacked and diseased and with spoons of blood. Oh, children's blood. Oh, spoons of blood. I'm so powerful. A scorpion on your head. Oh, and all these rich scum, weirdo neurotics trying to act powerful. You will all be destroyed very soon. You want blood. Blood on the streets and up to your ankles. Can we cue up the door song? Maybe. All right, I got to stop. See, I haven't even scratched. I literally did hours of preparation last night. I did hours of preparation. I did 10 hours of preparation yesterday. 10 hours. And then I got up here and did preparation. And I don't want to go to your calls. They are flaming criminals, man. And then there's the paradox. How are they dominating us when they worship bloated blobs? And then they try to, every video they put out, everyone rejects and hates them. And so then they try to doll it up again and go, well, if we all have a big black altar, we all wear white suits and we simulate eating someone's body for the real thing and see who's into it, won't that scare them? Will that make them go away and hide if we tell them that it scares them? No, it doesn't scare us. I will assure you. But this is the best they've got. So what does that say about us? It says we've been asleep in a coma and we've allowed these Satanists to rule over us. And so for us to be able to get to the next level in God, we have to get through these people that are like a log jam of feces. But we still have to get through. And I know you don't want to, that's the truth is, you don't want to go through it because that's why they put it there. You're like, gosh, I don't want to fight that. I thought that's even powerful. It's so revolting. You're like, you just got to say, you know what? I'm taking this jacket off. I'm diving into this. I'm going to get my hands around your throat. You want to fight. You're about to get one. That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I know is you want to fight. My God. God is giving me so much power, I can't even contain it or believe it. And I see you Satanists that aren't even in the same dimension. I'm like, why the hell are they wanting power and going with this? They can have eternal life and unlimited creation and be given godlike power, but they're pieces of crap that come from crap because their father is a loser! A loser!
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard, at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
Champions made of. Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's up to my ankles. Live by the sword. Die by the sword, thank God. Because It's what you look for, and what you love is what you get. All right, let's get serious. I went sidetracked off into the devil worshiper and how pathetic they are. But yeah, I'm gonna play that start of the next hour because they pulled the video where Microsoft jumped the shark, man. And they literally, in the weirdo New York society devil worship stuff, keep promoting this lady because they think they literally she can save them. And we have the video they banned, and we've done something special with it. I'm just going to leave it at that. But let's just say I should stop it because it's like giving a dead cockroach in the corner too much attention. It kind of becomes, you kind of become the thing. Like, do not stare into the abyss too long lest you become the abyss. So let me just stop right there. Let me be a good boy. Let me be a really good boy. Let me actually go to your phone calls. But let me just briefly, I've never been able to do this in 26 years on air, but let me just read you a few headlines. I always kind of stick on one. I read three or four or five. I've said this a thousand times. It's kind of like the old Tootsie Roll commercial. In fact, can we start the next segment with that? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? And they go to the wise owl and he goes, a one, a two, a three, a three. Well, I mean, how many articles can Alex Jones get through without stopping on one? Let's try it right now. Video, former FDA head says China lies over COVID-19 should be investigated. That's interesting. India to probe Wuhan Institute of Virology. Beijing tightens grip on coronavirus research amid U.S.-China row over virus origin. Global bombshell, China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19 like coronaviruses at Wuhan lab. Deep economic suffering has erupted all over America, but guess who's Federal Reserve's helping? They're rolling out the architecture of oppression now because they fear the people. Wuhan lab is performing coronavirus experiments on bats from caves where the disease is believed to have originated. But it's Trump's fault. Do it for Big Mama, U.S. Surgeon General slammed for telling black Americans stop drinking, doing drugs. I don't just think it's black folks call their grandma Big Mama. I guess in the South, I have a lot of white folks call their grandmother Big Mama. In fact, I tease my mother and call her Big Mama. Kids are around. Whatever. Let's keep going here. Iran probe theory that coronavirus outbreak, because they get bigger, you know. America's a pretty prosperous country. Mama ain't big. Something's wrong with her. Let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Coronavirus vaccine hunt could go horribly wrong. Is that Alex Jones? No, that's PissFeed, BuzzFeed saying that. Wow, really? Oh, and that's the clip I haven't gotten to yet. Oh, I'll have to cover that later. Flight attendants and pilots ask, is it okay to keep working? So that's the total shutdown. No, you could die of the flu, too. You could die in a damn plane crash. It's this idea that someone's going to keep you totally safe. That's a way to paralyze you, cause a depression, they'll end up killing you, lady. Oh, I kind of just bit the Tootsie Roll, didn't I? I'm doing good, though, John, right? Harmon's been running the show for 17 years. I mean, I've ever gone this far? I don't know. Let's keep going. Kremlin says Moscow hospitals flooded with coronavirus death toll passes 100. I looked it up. Moscow usually in a month loses about 400 people to the flu. But again, it's like, it's a perception like 100 kids got killed in mass shootings this year. That's super rare still, but it's like, well, you better turn your guns in. You better stay in your house. You better see it's a perception. You better not get in the ocean. A guy got eaten by a great white shark 5 years ago right out there with that buoy. My dad was out at his family ranch about a couple weeks ago. His local guy, the property was right there by the little lake they got. And he goes, I'd watch out. And saw a big mountain lion on that dam about a week ago when you're over there walking your dog. Mountain lions have 40 to 100-mile ranges. It's not around there. But again, there might be 5 mountain lion attacks a year. People are scared of them. Let's continue. Kremlin. Oh, let's talk about this. I haven't hit this yet. First Amendment, all these lockdowns of churches. Why does the government have such a hard-on for that but says the gay pride parades can go ahead and everything else? I say let those go ahead, too. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's how the First Amendment starts. It has no jurisdiction. Kind of like a cop from one county can't go in the next county. That's a beautiful thing, jurisdiction. But they got jurisdiction now, don't they? or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of their grievances. That's the first A, brothers and sisters. Have you noticed how much delight they are taking in shutting down churches all over the United States? Yeah. When worshiping God becomes civil disobedience. Democrat governor now bans American flag sales, and it gets worse. So we'll see what they can do. That's not a joke, folks. That's in Michigan. French doctor claims solid results in a study of hydroxychloroquine. Well, don't listen to that. UK shopper receives fine for buying wine and potato chips. They say that's not essential. See, it's always more, 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 more. You go, well, what level will they stop? Whatever you put up with. You watch these videos, I'll air after we take calls, of these arrogant police running around the UK. They're the worst. They knock a dude's door down. He's sitting there going, no one's here. They go, we got to search. And then when no one's there, they just leave. The door's broken down. UK shopper receives fine for buying wine, potato chips during COVID-19 lockdown. Video, UK police break in man's house to check if he's not having social gatherings. UK police force brags about hiding in the shadows to catch picnic goers, which you'd catch all the pedophiles and jihadis raping kids. Big compilation on Infowars.com. Authoritarians run rampant during coronavirus lockdown. Sweden faces stricter quarantine. PM admits measures were not enough. Oh, it'll never be enough. I've got the Democrats right here. I've got England coronavirus headlines. No end in sight. May last year, says UK government. Oh, you're damn right, man. It's never going to end because you've been over real nice and pretty. Unbelievable. Now, we're going to go back to break here and then come back and take your calls. I have not gotten to the starvation in mass and the actual millions starving to death because of this. But that, again, that's okay. Wear your mask, though. You know, 7 deaths last time I checked in Austin. Total hysteria. You go to the grocery store, people are cussing at you for not wearing a mask. So I'm going to the local grocery store in the next few days wearing a Zor mask, a big lizard mask with a mask. They complain. I'm going to say this is the latest technology. But again, Bill Gates came out the most incredible statement this weekend. I haven't played it yet. I should have started the show with it. And he said, forced inoculations are coming. He's also got a digital vaccine, has an ink in it that puts microchips, nanochips in you. Yeah, that's old. That's 1970s, that little grain of rice in you. But he said hundreds of thousands will die from the vaccine, but that's okay. Their families will be paid money. Wait till you see this. Let me tell you. Anybody trying to forcibly inoculate me is going to get their own forced inoculation. And can you guess with it? I like Full Metal Jacket, so it'll be brass and not lead. But seriously, folks, you want the protection taken away? Crank this up. All these devil worshipers that wanted the hedge of protection taken away, they're going to be the first fed, feet first in to the spiritual and physical wood chipper. Finally, nothing new. High new. Blacktop rolling before the asphalt.
As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times, the Washington Post, Wired Magazine all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now, YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect it to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your calls and all the news, but I just want to explain why I tend to get aggressive and jovial on air. When you metaphysically start with a large audience, it's a spiritual event connecting with our souls. It's like a mass prayer event. It's been scientifically proven to release incredible resonance within the minds, within the souls, and the bodies of those involved in it. We're electrochemically connected. And we interact with each other off those signals. And the system knows that. So they always tell you it doesn't exist, it's not happening, because they don't want you to tap into that power, because they want to use artificial systems to try to override it. But if you tap into the source, it can absolutely modulate and just hammer back the enemy like nothing else. So when I go up against the Satanist and the globalist, I get euphoric. I can peer into things. My mind spirit speeds up. And I get high on the Holy Spirit, basically. But that is projecting through my rose-colored darkly, the Bible talks about, my own fallen state. So a lot of it's good, but there's also some evil coming through the stained glass window from the sun outside. God is an archetype, not worshiping the sun. And that's why they get so freaked out and so upset. And you can do that as well. All of you do that. And so the globalists spend all their time trying to suppress that incredible potential you have. And the more you resonate with God, the stronger you get. That's why they want us off the air, is because when you actually start interfacing with God, particularly while evil's making its move, God comes into the universe even stronger. That's Newtonian physics. God created that. Newtonian physics is just a tunnel tiny and a tunnel, a tiny microcosm of that, every action is an opposite equal reaction. So they want you to feel powerless and lay down when they come in to attack you, even though when they're coming in to attack you, that's when you energize. That's when you become your strongest. The enemy doesn't think multidimensionally. They think only one-dimensional. And they're willing to do things nobody else would do because they're cut off from God. Their cancerous activity is not a symbol of their power. Their lack of restraint is not a symbol of their power. It's a symbol of their weakness. So I'll go to your calls. I just want to tell listeners something, and I'll be completely honest with you. If I would have gone on air and said tens of millions are going to die and it's the end of the world, we would have sold 5-10 times more storable foods and more supplements. I said the globalists are making their move. You're going to try to start massive wars, probably with Taiwan, depression, you name it. You should get ready because of that. And sure, you know, 100,000, 200,000 might die. Looks like, you know, those original numbers, 100,000, 80,000 or so, still terrible. But the freaking out and getting hysterical, having phobias about it and shutting everything down will kill hundreds of millions in the next few years. I've got all the articles. After I take calls, I'll cover them. So the virus is real, but hyped up to create the hysteria. I know you get that. But, and sure, my issues with funding and expanding would be handled if I just got up here and said, you know, it's the end of the world, get this now. They've even had paradoxical articles in Mother Jones and others going, Jones has coronavirus cures, which I don't have and didn't say. But it's weird. In the same breath, he says it's not a big crisis and that it's overblown. Exactly. If I was really saying that, then I would say I had a cure. I was this immoral person. So again, they can't even get their BS together, folks. Nothing I advertise is meant to treat or cure coronavirus. That's all a hoax because once you get it, once it's able to replicate, according to everything I've read and seen, that's when you got a big problem. But what do the doctors, everybody talk about? They talk about zinc. They talk about vitamin C. They talk about vitamin D3. They talk about vitamin K. They talk about vitamin A. They talk about sunlight. And so get it wherever you do or however you do it. All I know is it's not a panacea. It's not a silver bullet. But I've been sick one time in the last 5 years. And it's because I exercise. I drink a lot of water. I'm very positive, and I take a lot of vitamins and minerals, and I see the difference between my children and other people's children that don't take organic vitamins. Real Red Pill Plus, Real Red Pill, still available, high-quality multivitamin mineral. We have the Vitamineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation with the amino acids, good for adults and children. Real Red Pill Plus is for adults. It has a preglinone. We have the X3. It's going to sell out. It's great for your body. Get that. We have a lot of other great products like DNA Force Plus. It was one thing I was going to take. I don't know if it'd be the iodine or the DNA Force Plus. I mean, they're both just so amazing. But that's also how you fund the operation. So if there wasn't this crisis going on, I'm saying, hey, folks, you need to boost your body's natural defenses with all the craziness going on. These are the building blocks that are essential in your body. So the fact that we've got one of the best PQQ CoQ10 formulas out there is a reason for you to get it from us. If I wasn't a talk show host telling the truth and exposing the globalists and creating the counter narrative talking points for patriots in the White House and other agencies, spontaneously recognized, this is true, as an oracle, as a fount of the people's knowledge, the guests, the callers, myself. It's real, folks. We really know what we're talking about. We have a sense of things. So keep us in the game. Get your products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your books, get your t-shirts, get your films. Go there, shop, and that's how you fund the operation. I want to thank all of you that have been shopping there and supporting the transmission because without you, we wouldn't be on air. And the best shows I do is when I don't plug and then no money comes in. They're like, hey, we were doing okay, but now we're kind of getting low again. Don't lay us off, please. I want to expand. I wanted to put more reporters in the field. There's a lot of folks we sponsor because of the deplatforming. We don't say we sponsor them, but believe me, it's not exaggerate. You see the reporters we got? It's 10 times that. Most people around here don't even know who we sponsor. That's secret stuff, so they don't get persecuted. A lot of folks we sponsor, there's not even a plug for InfoWars. It is a pure, absolute donation to keep people in the field. And then, of course, they can give us a little bit of help here and there when we need it as well. So there's nowhere you can fund the resistance like InfoWars. You talk about behind the scenes, underground stuff. We're above ground. We're below ground. We're doing it all. because that's our mission, is to fight 110%. If I'm going to die or get put in prison doing this, I'm going to fight to win, and I am fighting to win. So I want to thank you all for keeping me in the game. Okay, folks, been holding 30 minutes. I'm going to go to you now. Who's rolling along? We got Paul and Joe and David and Don and Daniel and Trevor and Alex and Marcus and James and Chase and everybody else. Let's go ahead and go to David in California. You're on the air. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
The Oracle of Austin, Mr. Jones. I hope you're doing well. These stressful times.
I'm all right, my friend, but I'm certainly in the war just like you are, brother. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Got my bags on right now. Still trying to hammer it out here. This coronavirus ain't stopping us and taking my precautions and my zinc. But you know what? We're still out here hammering away.
Beautiful, brother. What's on your mind today about China, Bill Gates, trade wars, attack against Trump? That's what I see on the board.
Yeah, so basically it's just kind of coincidental that you get somebody like Bill Gates, who's, you know, the media and Vox, they try to come out and promote as the savior of, you know, this whole situation. But I get the feeling that it's more so basically showing you who exactly is responsible for the whole thing. I mean, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. The people behind it are the ones that are up there as the savior. I mean, his fingerprints are all over it. He's suspect number one. He has the history. He's all over it. He stands to gain. He's grandstanding. And now he's got a force inoculation for you.
Yeah, and you got Governor Cuomo saying they're not going to allow people back out in the public unless they take an antibody test. That, to me, just kind of shows me their trajectory, and I think what's next is forced vaccination.
They've said in England, Europe, they've said here now, Gates has said, you're not going to be able to go to a mass gathering unless you've had a vaccine or have a job. You're going to go to a store, and they're going to want it on your iPhone. Did you hear last week Google and Apple merged to create a new ID to make sure you've been vaccinated, and they're tracking you in live time?
And then you got China, who's basically reaping the rewards of this whole situation. They're losing a trade war. As soon as Trump came in and leveled the playing field, they started losing the trade war. And, you know, it's just coincidental that, you know, this whole thing happened. And now look where they're at. They took minimal damage in their stock markets while we're over here dealing with...
Because our own media praised Xi Jinping, but says Trump's doing a bad job. Did you see all the articles where they now admit that the U.S. government, Obama, gave them these viruses and they did all this testing? They're using that as blackmail now against Trump. He's saying, of course Obama did it. Arrest Obama. No more playing patty cake with this.
Yeah, like you said, it's time to take action. It's time to take the gloves on. I had one quick question before I let you go, but I had to ask about the children's fish oil, the honor roll. When is that supposed to come back up?
You know, it's a great little small pill of high-quality fish oil. We have not reordered it. We need to reorder it. It becomes a financial issue. Like I told people last year, I said, I can't keep doing so 50% off because that's only like a 30% markup. We can't fund to buy it again. We haven't repurchased it yet. And you're right, it's hard for kids to swallow the big fish oils. By the way, I think krill oil's back in, but we haven't relaunched that. Krill oil's the very best out there. But thank you, sir. God bless you. And yeah, that's how we stay on air, and they can't stand it. InfoWars is like the mascot against the enemy. You did it, listeners, with your support and your word of mouth. I cannot tell you how amazing you are. I salute you.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. Forgetting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing: confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear.
Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The wicked flee when none pursue. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, taking your phone calls. We have the pulled, shocking Microsoft ad that actually worshipped and admitted high priestess of Aleister Crowley, devil worship and blood drinking, coming up, and a lot of other news. But does anybody care that communist China is now fingering the U.S. for giving them the coronavirus and admitting it came out of the lab? I mean, that's major blackmail going on. We told you the deep state's involved. Trump's not involved. He can defeat the deep state and the Chi-Coms by exposing that any time. Trevor in Wisconsin, thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Two thumbs up to David Knight's show this morning. Always over the top, as always. And my question to you is that you say you talk to Trump. Trump listens to your show. But ever since January, you and Dr. Boyle's been laying out all the crimes against Obama, laying out all the crimes against Fauci, the CDC, and everything. How come Trump is listening to Fauci when he already knows this stuff, that he has these crimes, and how come he hasn't arrested them yet? Because it seems to me, though, that the way it looks to me, that since he hasn't arrested these people, that he's supporting this two-tier justice system that you see in America.
Well, we're going to play a clip in a moment of Fauci in 2017 saying Trump will be faced with a major biological crisis, and now Trump's talking about firing Fauci. This is how it works. Trump has got all these agencies and all these things under him. He's just busy trying to turn the economy on. You know, they kept him distracted with Russiagate, Ukrainegate, all that. And Trump hasn't called me in a long time. He's called a few times. I missed the call, but I haven't talked to Trump in a long time. I've had a few people that work with Trump call up and say, hey, the president's going to tweet some stuff. What do you think we should tweet? And I send them some stuff. And, you know, they pick one of them, tweet two other things. That's kind of like the pat on the head. That's fine. I appreciate it. I didn't ask for that. You know, I was like, Trump, get off your ass and fight internet censorship. And, you know, a guy calls up and works with the president and says, hey, he's going to tweet some of your stuff tonight. He's on and he's trying. What do you want? It's kind of like a, like, hey, I'm still here. Don't worry. Trust the plan, and not in a Q way. But if he fires Fauci once he gets into it, and Fauci lies to him and says, sir, no problem. You know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, sir, no problem. Even in February, and then suddenly turns on him. Then Trump learns about it. Now says, I don't want any Never Trumpers. I don't want any Soros people. I don't want any Democrats. Now he sits there himself and Googles their name. That's why they're so pissed. He's becoming the president. So Trump's not perfect, but in defense, I have about 100 crew members, you know, a nice janitor, custodial, and you know, accounting and editors and researchers and customer service and you know, 100 people about. If a couple of them turn against me without me knowing, they can wreak havoc in here. We've had that before with operatives. We've got a great crew now. It's clean, as they say. They put up with my crap. I'm our biggest asset and our biggest, you know, deficit at the same time. So I got a great crew. But imagine the president with millions of people under. I mean, he's just counting on what generals tell him and what heads of agencies tell him. And then Fauci knows that Trump doesn't watch CNN and stuff a lot. So he'll run over or MSNBC, talk crap about the president on that channel, then run back over here. And then Trump gets it. And so Trump's now seeing Fauci talk smack about him and lie about him. And so, yeah, Fauci is on his way out. He just doesn't want, when they've built Fauci up like a god, to get rid of him without a reason, or then it hurts the stock market. So Trump has got a balancing act. But at this point, with the globalists in with the Chi-Coms and launching bio attacks and trying to kill the economy, gloves got to come off. People want strength. They want action. Trump doesn't want to be a dictator. We know he's fighting the globalists, and we're not going to get mad. They're always calling him a dictator because they're dictators. They're with the damn Chinese communists. And so if they were citizens and if they were Americans pulling this, I'd say, hey, if it's illegal, indict them. But when it's Chi-Coms and globalists trying to, who are about to invade Taiwan and are like, I mean, we're here. This is like if Hitler had spies on our government, they were openly saying, we want Hitler to crush Trump or we want Hitler to crush Roosevelt in 1941 when the war already started. No one would put up with that. But the Washington Post is, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump now. It's not Americans. They're anti-Americans that say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. So Trump is surrounded. I'm surprised he's done this good. I get pissed at him like a baby, instant gratification. Then I'm like, wait a minute, Jones, you know what it's like to run stuff at a small level. And I'm just like, how's he even doing this? He's like a superhero.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about is turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
Almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
America is under globalist attack publicly. The Chi-Coms with the deep state launched COVID-19. You now are seeing that mainline news. The Defense Department knows that happened. That's why China said, screw it. They're preparing to invade Taiwan. They've got ships massing around it and off the coast of Japan. They've said they're now preparing a physical phase for physical invasion that got almost no news because most of our media is bought off and paid for by the globalists who are allied with China. Does a great disservice to say it's just China. No. China has been set up as a proxy for the New World Order. Of course, we reported last year China's secret plan to invade Taiwan by 2020. It's actually 2017. Well, now that's been announced, and almost no coverage of that. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here, and then at the bottom of the hour, I will get into what Trump was just talking about a month ago, the death caused by the shutdown. So you want to talk about death, starvation. It's not as sexy as a virus. But people in Africa, Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, already starving by the millions because of this depression. Half the planet lives at a subsistence level. 2 billion right at starvation. That's the UN's own numbers. I'll show it all to you. So when the Pope says it's Mother Earth cleansing the planet, that's pagan, by the way, not Christian. And not original Christian, as the term Catholic would mean. Catholic. Catholicism. When he talks about that, well, I guess the earth with the globalists cutting the food off is about to cleanse the third world. Totally sick. So what you have is Satanists taking over everywhere. Well, Marina Abramovic is a high priest in the Aleister Crowley Loser Club, and she told Reddit forums that no, her rituals are real. She's an occultist, and she, you know, holds these satanic covens, and she hangs out, of course, with Podesta and his brother that publicly promotes pedophilia. Tony Podesta in the Washington Post 2007, because that's the lesser magic to externalize the hierarchy and the method. And so they put out last night a video that got 99% downvotes on YouTube with a Microsoft ad talking about, oh, since you're locked at home, wear these VR goggles and you can see her. You can see a tubby witch in a red dress laying in a pentagram. But they didn't tell you all that. They tell you dial into her app. They're not telling you it's Satanism. So I thought we'd actually show you when you go to the app, because they're not telling everybody watching this all over CNN, Fox News, they're airing this ad, that, hey, when you go there, this woman drinks blood, and they collect women's semen, men's semen and women's milk and do rituals, and she's in the spirit cooking WikiLeaks and all this. You know, they don't tell you any of that. But again, why would Bill Gates be doing that? Well, let's show him first on screen. Bill Gates is best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. And he lived with him when he would come to New York. There he is with Larry Summers and other weirdos. And there they all are. So there's Bill Gates and there's Jeffrey Epstein, who carried out secret cloning programs. And that's who these dudes are. So when your daughter comes up missing, well, just remember. So you can also type up Bill Gates and this Abramovic character and the rest of them. But this is who they worship. And the fact that they thought they'd put this out and it wouldn't blow up on them, just like Bill Gates is totally hated on his Facebook, his Instagram, 99% negative. The good news is their BS isn't selling. It may sell with some of the yuppies and people that want to stay home and watch Netflix, but we know it's starving to death, the third world. We know it's overall a bunch of hype. And the world's waking up. You know, a lie goes halfway around the world where truth puts its pants on. As Mark Twain once said, he's absolutely right. So here is the ad that they pulled after it was up a day, over a million views on YouTube, 99% negative, and they pulled it, but we've actually updated it and upgraded it. Here it is.
I believe that art of the future is art without objects. It's just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and the artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity to take the most legendary artists working now and capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that break new ground. We here at Christie's believe that this is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video.
Back it up and play from the beginning. Again, they have to put value on something worthless. I remember reading an article in the Wall Street Journal like 20-something years ago. It was like, why do these rich Wall Street people pay $50 million for a bloody skull with semen on it? And they go, well, it's just part of how we blow money and how they're starving children. We don't help them. It's part of us being powerful. Remember the clips I played of major comedians and so-called, you know, leftists going, I killed my baby. I waited until she was 8 months old, and she had a whole future, and I enjoyed snuffing her out because it's about me playing God. Remember all those clips I played? Not just Michelle Wolf, but a bunch of them. That's all this is. It's like we're going to worship some hunchback creature who is publicly the Aleister Crowley head lady. It's like pot-bellied demon Aleister Crowley. Why are you working? It's part of the joke. You worship the fallen. You worship the ugly. That's greedy and feeds on people. And then she's at the center of the spirit cooking and Podesta and promises delivering little kids to them. And people are like, whoa, what is this? Here it is.
I believe that art of the future is art without objects. It's just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and the artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity.
They're claiming that if it's VR, it's real reality. Oh, it's so pure. When you look at me and goggle, you're better than anything you get. All of it's a fraud. Let's continue.
Capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that break you down.
Like get in the car with me, little kid.
Believe that this is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question of what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video or you buy the edition of photographs. Here, you actually can have the artist's presence in your collection.
The first thing we had to figure out
white lab coat.
You had to feel that you were in the room with Marina, not
a
document
appears
of Marina.
Apollo
all be a ritual.
2 was created by people who quite clearly have an interest in
like
the
I'm
audience.
Like I'm seeing the demon. Look at these nerds.
Using technology.
Who would want to be these people?
So the purest expression of artistic intent.
The purestness is these nerds. You can be like Podesta. Bunch of decadent, crazy, drugged out women. Simulating human murder. And everyone bowing down to her. What a bunch of empty jokes.
Because the work of art can continue. In performance, the piece is only in the memory of the audience and nowhere else. Here, I am kept forever.
Yeah, I am kept forever. That's the scam that you're uploaded digitally in this big mind. That's the beginning of that. And then they all move real slow, like, oh, we have something you don't have. Oh, we put VR goggles on you, worship fat woman in red dress. Look, I drink blood. Does it make you scared of me? I give you special power to destroy children. Eh? Oh, it sounds like fentanyl. Hello, dumb Americans. Hope you enjoy your depression. Phone call straight ahead on the other side with stupid Americans. Infowars.com. Do not visit.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute. And then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock. And, yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here, just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I tell you, my crew is on fire.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Global martial law lockdown now taking place. And notice they're saying it's going to go on for years. It never ends. But China's open for business. The bioweapon release, the plan to bring us down complete. It'll cause hundreds of millions of deaths in the next 5 years. I'll cover this the last segment of this hour in the third world, but that's okay. Because it gives power to the beast, power to Bill Gates, power to the globalists. And our subservience to them gives them power over us. So it's time for that to stop. Let's go to your calls right now. Who's been holding longest now? Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say that, you know, as the Chinese are preparing to go to war with the U.S. and the U.S. doing the same, that they're also destroying inside. And instead of fighting a two-front war like we did in World War II, we'll fight an internal war with each other where mass food, people won't be able to get food, people will be food.
Yeah, because they have so many collaborators in the government and in the media that they're even bragging they're doing this. No, America's in war right now, and we're losing because President Trump doesn't just rally the public and say, look, the Democrats are Chi-Com agents. I'm sorry. We'll fix the stock market later. They're going to destroy everything. This is all a giant hoax of fear. I mean, yeah, the virus is real, but the way this flu kills this many, it's disproportionate. They're hyping it. It's all done by design. And notice the Democrats love it. They can't even contain their glee.
That's right. And you know, they have Bill Gates, who supposedly invented something great through Microsoft, supposedly. And he's telling everybody he's not a doctor, and he's telling everybody, get your vaccines, do this. Why are we listening to him? He's not a doctor, and if he wants, it's your choice.
Well, that Greg Reese video that I've worked with him on, he did an excellent job. Communist Party, China. Fires warning shot at globalist collaborators for COVID-19. It's on newswars.com, infowars.com, and band.video. It is so important to get out because just in 3 minutes, it lays out. I mean, how big is it that China now admits that they got grants from Obama to develop COVID-19? That's admitted now. They're saying that to get Trump off their back. No, that doesn't get Trump off your back because you did it with the deep state that wants this and is openly promoting you. I mean, this is like puts all the pieces together.
Oh, they love it. They're just throwing it in our face, and everyone who's not awake, they're eating into it. They're buying it. They're more into the Trump, the economy, and what Fauci's saying, and the Chinese are just laughing all the way because they're just throwing it all back in our face, saying, hey, you internal people did this too. Again, they're working with us against you, and no one's seeing it.
Well, you know how it works with America, and we pray and get right with God. We always lose the first quarter, but we win. By the halftime, things have turned. The enemy's scared. I'm not against the Chinese people, but the Chi-Coms were put in by David Rockefeller on record, and they are absolutely evil. They've got to be defeated. And America now gets it. They're not going to stop trying to impeach the president. They're going to try to wreck the economy and overthrow stuff and have a depression. You want to see death, as the president said, this will cause it. Critical segment, last segment. Please tune in then, folks. Please share it. My God. There are so many people. If you could be in one of those villages with one of the hardworking mothers and fathers that you know, have their own business and, you know, have a couple cows and are raising things, and rebels come through the globalist fund or the Chi-Coms fund and kill their cows. And now, you know, they're living subsistence as fishermen or whatever, and they barely got enough food and they get sick and they die. And you don't hear about their names because maybe dad or mom works at the local flower market where they grow a lot of the flowers in Africa, the ship to Europe. Those have been shut down with this. And so that maybe half a dollar a day he earned that he could get medicine or maybe a book once a year for his kids or maybe a pair of shoes for his kids once a year. You know, the kids pass the shoes on. Instead, they die. And that's why I've been so pissed and felt like I should come on air in the first hour and say, this is war. We bet the president better start getting serious, because I feel guilty that I haven't done enough. I'll be honest with you. That's why people call in and say, thank you, Alex Jones. It makes me feel sick, because we've been born into all this wealth and all this power, and we're worried about we're losing something. We can't go to a restaurant. This is a death sentence for billions of people total if this continues. Appreciate your call, sir. Don in Michigan, go ahead.
Alex, I can't believe we've never spoken before. I've been behind you since the Janet Reno days, Michigan militia. And,
well, thank you for being behind us, Don. We couldn't be here without you.
Yeah, it's so great to hear, to talk to you. But the reason I'm calling is I'm in Michigan, and as you know, you had a communist governor, Whitmer, decreeing.
Oh, man, American flags can't be sold. England, you can't get potato chips. It's all just treating you like it's always more they want, always how low you can bow to their ass.
Yeah, and it's bad enough that we've sold all our strategic grain reserves to China. They're virtually non-existent. All the meat packing plants are shutting down. Farmers are pouring their milk out onto the ground.
Because no one will buy it. And the media's like, why are you throwing the milk away? It's perfect communist. Why aren't you delivering the milk? Because the trucks won't come because the distributors are shut down, you dumb commies. They're turning us into Venezuela in a matter of months. I should have led the show. You're right. In fact, that's in my stack about the breakdown, about how the meat packing and everything's shutting down because we're in martial law and the left loves it. And when they're totally homeless, they're going to be begging for a bunch of free crap. Don't you love it?
Well, we have the 14th Amendment limiting state powers to violate our God-given rights. I suggest that as Americans, we stand up for them. And you're right. We need to stand up and stop rolling over to China. What we need to do is expel every single CCP member that is on our soil. We need to seize their property, put that in the national treasury, cease all debt payments to China, and make the world choose which side are you on. And Americans need to demand this, not because I love war. I hate the military-industrial complex. I hate the technocratic elite, and I know that's what they want. But if we did it properly from a defensive stance.
It's the military-industrial complex that's globalist control that did this. We're taking control of that right now. But the difference is at least America literally understands. Look, we're under attack because we got a real president. We're under attack by the globalist proxy state, the Chi-Coms, right now.
We would be welcomed into China with open arms. I think the Falun Gong, the Chinese Uyghurs, the Chinese Christians that are all being persecuted, they're all ready to blow up.
That's right. The Chinese aren't our enemy. The Chinese party, the Communist Party, said in the 70s, we love a nuclear war. We hate our people. We want to get rid of half of them. In their culture, the elite hates the general public. Absolutely, brother. Beautiful what you said. Anything else, Don?
Just I want to get people aware of their own worth. Get out there, defy Governor Whitmer's orders, plant some seeds. You got to get heirloom seeds while you still can before they rope off more.
Oh, yeah, notice they're roping off the seeds nationwide and in Europe. Wow. They're planning a long, dark lockdown until we submit. And people go, well, Trump will turn it back on. The corporations, the states and cities are just ignoring him. This is their final move, is holding us hostage. And they're literally taking Chi-Com orders.
You have to fight from the home front. Sprout every seed that you have. Distribute them to your neighbors. Promote gardening. Because
canning.
You may have to fall back on that. Get your canning supplies around now before they're all gone.
You know, back in November, I started putting up that image of the guy in a spacesuit at a national park, and I said, I feel like It's a bio attack. Soon they're going to make it unnatural to be outside. We're going to be forced indoors. And I had that psychic image, and I told everybody on air.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the invention and deployment of radar during World War II, scientists have noted increased cancers and other health problems with those who were close to the devices. That's where they're really high-powered. If you're a quarter mile from a cell tower, there's not any real high-powered radiation hitting you. But if you're a couple hundred feet away, they got fences around them with skull and crossbones on them for a reason. It says it can hurt you. So now with 5G that's even stronger, these systems are literally above the streets, just 20 or 30 feet from people's heads, from their genitals, from their bodies. People are burning them down and attacking them all over the world now. I'm saying don't do that. Use information warfare. Use the truth to expose it and sue local governments and others until they remove them. That's the way to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. Take action in the information war. But I got to tell you, I can't blame the people that are doing it because they're under assault.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
China dropped a bombshell in the deep state, says they were given the bioweapons to release on America. Oh, you might want to check the video out. It's at band.video in the John Bound section at InfoWars.com. Because if Trump gets out ahead of this, the truth's horrible. I know it sounds crazy, but it's what's happening. Now the Senate Intelligence Committee they're all coming out saying China did this on purpose. Well, yeah, and they did it with Obama. And Fauci ran it. But see, everybody's seen Fauci up there. Go to drudgereport.com and click on that. Headline. We'll cover it next segment. We're going to go to calls right now. Trump set to fire Fauci. What is all that about? Since when did Fauci, this literal George Soros slash Bill Gates minion, become God? White House says no for now, but that little monster needs to be indicted, not fired. Unbelievable. All right, let's race through your calls now here. All right, who's up next? It's going in the order they were received. Daniel in Kentucky, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm looking over the hills here in Kentucky, and I see a swarm of our enemy coming over the hills. And I'm asking General Trump, when are we going to attack? When are we going to attack? Were you going to let us fail here? No, I hope he takes action quick.
No, I hear you, man. I mean, we literally are in a war with criminals in the government and the system, allied with communist China and Hollywood, to literally cut the economy off, and China's open for business. And it'll be, if you've seen the numbers, the third world already has millions starving to death right now because of this. Who cares about them, right? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I want to give you the mission statement of the Antichrist world government. It's this: to destroy the health, labor, prosperity, freedom, and souls of mankind. That's the mission statement. As a pastor of a small church, I'm trying to wake people up, telling preachers, you need to start telling people just how it is. You know, the Bible
says... Well, notice there's a big revival happening. That's why they're making sure churches stay shut down, even though they have no jurisdiction over churches.
So they're seeing what we will put up with. Some point in time, if this continues, there will be mass disobedience. People are about tired of it up here in Kentucky. I don't know about other states. We're getting tired of it.
It's going to be a little bit more than mass disobedience, and I just feel sorry for the idiot enforcers because they're following illegal orders.
Right, and I know I used to believe that God was going to take us out of here before anything bad happens, but the Bible says all that live godly will what? Suffer persecution. So, pastors, you need to tell them what's coming ahead. And that could stop it is mass repentance and turning to God. That's the only thing. If you look at Jonah, you know, God was going to destroy Nineveh, but Jonah went down, finally did God's will, went down there and preached, and they repented. And for about 100 years.
Well, by the way, that's the paradox everybody hears, that if you stand up for God, you get persecuted. But the Bible also, and I've experienced it, once you go through the fire, the blessings are incredible. And then God gets you ready, and a bigger attack comes, and then sometimes you need to be killed, you know, for the message, but that's okay. You're ready for that. But God always builds you up to the point you're ready. And so as a pastor, would you like to explain to folks that trying to avoid persecution is the surest way of being a slave?
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians out there, they'll say, well, you know, if God don't rapture me out here, I'll just lay down my life for Jesus Christ and get my head cut off. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the majority of people are going to fall in line and take the mark of the beast.
Oh, of course. It's not going to ever be called that. It's called your digital vaccine in the vaccine as an ink to make sure you had it and sure they track you with it. But it's COVID-19, Pastor. Oh, the pastor had to be taken away. He was crazy.
But Jeremiah 12:5, if you ever read this, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? If you can't take a stand now for Jesus Christ, you'll never put your head down there in that guillotine and have it chopped off. Feel about it.
Absolutely. People get so afraid of this life. We are energy. It's been scientifically proven. It's all real. Do not fear death, folks. Fear spiritual death, serving Satan. God bless you, my friend. That's a beautiful verse. I've read that verse many years ago, and I've forgotten it. But what was that as he's gone now? Absolutely. If you can't walk right now, it's like we're like fighting the enemy in slow motion right now. Can you imagine trying to race horses? I mean, this is once the war starts, man, there's no more time for patty cake or games. And we're having our prosperity sucked out. Sucked out. Trump came in. He tried to end abortion. People didn't do it. He was not like some perfect guy either, but he's like, okay, let's do it. And I'm like, oh, no, no. And Schumer said, you try to end abortion, we'll kill you. He told the president, well, you're dead. Just like Brennan and Clapper. Said, well, we're going to remove the president outside of law. And they see anyone howling. They go, you watch. You know, I mean, that's all them up there strutting around how they're going to kill people and how big they are. But you know what? We bow down to their ass, so what do we expect? You bow down to some hunchback Abramovic lady, some hunchback witch, and you get what you deserve. As for me, I don't bow down to that demonic slug. She's already burning in hell. Her life is a tortured existence. Serving her master. She's a slave, not me. I willfully serve my God, and my God empowers me like so much wind and sails. I'm like, can you cut that back? Oh, I can't handle this. God says, that's growing pains. Get ready. Unbelievable. God starts giving me a discernment, understanding. I was like, whoa. I can't handle this. And then it's just like, man, but I can't handle it. Over time, slowly, spiritually growing, getting stronger. See, the devil doesn't want you to know about that power God has. Doesn't want you to know that there's total fulfillment waiting right now, total perfection. Alex in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Nine-year listener, five-year supplementer, first-time caller. It's an honor to be here with you.
It's an honor to talk to you, brother. It's you standing behind us is the reason we're here. I salute Alex and all the other patriots.
Absolutely, man. Well, I hope you have enough time for me. I got a lot to lay out.
Go ahead.
We know these people are guilty. The NIH, the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We know who these people are. I mean, there's obviously enough information and evidence out there to start going after Kissinger, which we now see all the articles popping up. We're going to go after him. And when you look at the marches of 63 with MLK and 69 against Vietnam and even 2004 with the
World Health Those aren't allowed, though. COVID. No, it's meant to stop our revolution.
Exactly. That's why I thank God every day that this happened after what happened earlier this year, you know, in January with Virginia, when everybody went and mobilized to defend our Second Amendment. That was powerful. And, you know, I want to.
That's what scared them. It's what made them launch the timetable.
So that's why I have this idea. Like, why can't we mobilize hundreds of thousands? Because you have millions of listeners, not only in this country, worldwide. And we're listening to you, brother. We're here. We're ready to do something. And we're not going to let these people get away with it. And I'm over here thinking, you know, with our military being awake and stronger than ever, and everybody's aware, and we have such a strong president right now, why can't we just go into the streets? We have their number. We have their card. We know who these people are. Let's mobilize. Let's go after them. Like, we need to defy all.
No, we do. And you know, I we absolutely need to discuss that and to talk about that. What's next?
100%, because China's mobilizing, and we need to be mobilizing, not only in our country, but strategically. Now, I know we have about 30,000 troops in Europe right now, and probably to go after a lot of these heads that are, you know, globalist worms.
Yeah, and listen, that's not authoritarianism. When you're down under bio attack with enemies inside your country, and they're trying to bring the whole economy down, the engine that'll kill tens of millions and kill hundreds of millions in the third world, I'm not a guy that gets off on violence. But, you know, like taking a piss, I know how to do it real well. I'm just saying to the system, if you're not evil and crazy, you better do something right now. I mean, because it's like a train going over the edge of a cliff. And if you had a crazy conductor trying to, and you wouldn't stop, you got to hit him in the head. I mean, you got to stop him or the whole damn train goes down. That's all I'm saying, man. And everybody else is too scared to say it. I'm so scared, I got to say it. It's the opposite. I see where this is going, and I'm here like going, you know, I feel guilty. You know, I don't call for Trump to just say, take the gloves off, Mr. President. We just need to start hearing about, you know, when you start hearing about it. A lot of folks need to start dying.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try TurboForce for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get TurboForce right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday morning. I was just in a local Austin business that was basically empty, and there were three motorcycle police in there. And I said, what do you think of this whole coronavirus thing? And they're like, it looks like it's a hoax. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. The way it's been handled is a hoax. Taking everybody that dies who happens to test positive, even though they die of a heart attack or cancer or diabetes, as dying from coronavirus is the big one. And then, of course, they're also classifying everybody that tests positive for coronavirus, period, not just COVID-19, as having it. So they're upping the number of cases, they're upping the number of deaths, but still more people died this week and last week than died from the coronavirus from suicide. So if anything, it's causing divorces and suicide and stir craziness and basic insanity and a giant power grab with Big Pharma preparing a forced inoculation, which they even admit will not protect you from next year's mutation of the coronavirus.
Psst. Hey, listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you got to do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
I don't need to remind you how 4 years ago I told you the polls against Trump were fake. He was winning by a giant margin, but election fraud almost stole the election from Trump and the American people. Well, now they're pushing the idea that, cancel the Republican and Democrat conventions, maybe cancel the election a year, like the Olympics. That's because they know Trump, in every internal scientific poll, is 20 points ahead of the brain-damaged Biden. So they can say, sir, you look big like the Olympics. Go ahead and back it off a year, and then you'll still win in a year after you fix the crisis. No. They need more time to cook up an assassination, an economic collapse, a new virus. Trump needs to say, no, in America, we keep elections on time, have the elections, win by a landslide, and not give the globalists what they want. Hillary, Biden, they all want to suspend the election. We shouldn't give them what they want. We need to have a vote in America and reelect Trump 2020.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distance.
You know, folks are fighting back. Hashtag reopen North Carolina with that demon governor that closed all the churches. It's all where they have the moral high ground, say don't go to your church. I mean, Austin has like 7 deaths, a couple thousand cases. I mean, again, it's a real virus. It's weaponized. We told you that. It's been confirmed. It is weaponized common cold, but that's because then when they test everybody, it shows that they have it, which are false positives. That's all confirmed. And the Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's totally true. BRICS, you know, scarf lady on the payroll of Bill and Melinda Gates. She admitted last week, yeah, we count every death that tests positive for COVID as COVID. And then I have articles today where they admit that, the majority of the test that say you're positive aren't. And that's why they're finding this now and saying, what are we going to do? See, it's all about you're all suspect now because of a cold bug that all of you have antibodies for. But they want antibodies for the genetically engineered special chimera cold bug that, like HIV, is a creation. It's owned by Bill and Melinda Gates. They have the patent on it. So now everyone that gets it has to be tracked through their apps, everyone that can spread it. And see, they made a novel virus that they can now freak everybody out about. But the testers aren't good enough to separate which one it is. You know, they've got the other test about to come out. They're saying until you've got an antibody for it, you can't go out and have a life. So you've got to go to them now to have a life. What a load of crap. But I remember reading 30 years ago, the ultimate bioweapon would be weaponized cold virus. And see, here's the thing. I've really thought about this. If it lowers your immunity to take the vaccine, they've got studies on similar ones they tested. They've done this before. Cold viruses. If it lowers your immunity to the regular cold, that's really the weapon, see? It lowers your immunity. I'm going to go back to your calls. Gerald Celente's coming up. I need to hit, though. What I did a bunch of, I'll be honest, here's the, I'm not a morbid person. So after I look at a bunch of studies and look at little kids and read the numbers of the millions that are going to starve to death or already starving to death in the next few months, and then I see the left going, oh, we're so scared for every person that dies here when thousands of times that are going to die from the economy imploding around the world, I get violently pissed. Because I really do care. It's not like some fake virtue signal with me. And then I'm going to start talking about how those doing the shutdown need to pay for it. But they're just a bunch of useful idiots to begin with. Look at the stack of news right here. Oh, my God. But we got another special report we're going to premiere right here that really doesn't have words to describe it. So I think it's just best we play it. It's a nice CG Joker that introduces it. Here it is.
Many believe this house quarantine by the media, controlled by the government, controlled by the elite, is nothing more than house arrest while they construct the 5G towers.
Every single day, patients are lining up outside here, many of them with cold and flu-like symptoms. They come here to be tested.
This is bad. People are dying. We don't have the tools that we need.
People waiting in the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every...
That's something I haven't even gotten into. The hundreds of TikTok videos at huge hospitals that they claim are overwhelmed and everybody's dying. And then they match them up and it's like totally empty and everyone's dancing around because most surgery is elective nowadays. And then people go to the hospital where they say everybody's dying and no one's there the very day it's happening. Because they're counting every death of someone that has a cold virus who happened to have cancer or happened to have lung cancer or happened to have a heart attack or happened to have diabetes or happened to have an infection to this. And so I've had some go, Alex is even more sophisticated. They had the Chinese put it out, a man-made one that isn't really harmful to make it look deadly and create a hype. No. They put it out because Bill and Melinda Gates own the clone of the virus. They sold to North Carolina that was given to the Chinese so they can own the vaccine and own the tracking of it. This is about a global ID and tracking it. That's why the virus is real. And if you are zinc deficient, vitamin C deficient, or vitamin D3 deficient, or any of those combined, it'll kill your ass dead in a hammer. Just like if you don't have vitamin C, you're going to die from the common cold. But that's the paradox. Yeah, if you're undernourished and run down, it'll kill you. And you know, every year, 35,000 people die of the flu is a big deal. But see, we just know that's part of life. It's what we do. But now it's like this phobia. And I always said that, man, what would they do if 100 kids die a year on average? The average really is like 67, but some years is 100 of a mass shooting. It's still too many, but it's this phobia and all our guns are bad and we're all to blame. What if they did that with the common cold? I've even said that before, like a phobia of that. Because some people have those phobias. And yeah, you're not getting out of this world alive. Might as well press down the accelerator, man. Because those people who are waiting to die, die first. Those that aren't waiting to die live long lives. The good die young too as well. But in my experience, those fighting death are the ones that find it. those that aren't afraid of death truly live. And, you know, it's what does it even matter anymore? I kept wondering, why do I feel so guilty? What is it I'm missing? And then it hit me about 3 days ago doing research. I was like, yeah, you subconsciously are mad at the third world because they've been dumbed down. They've been made poor by the globalists. They've been weaponized against you. And now they're being projected against the West as a weapon. But still, they're not the bad guys. And you know this is really a target on them. Because if you cut out the first world, it will starve billions over the next decade. We have the numbers. And that's what it was, is that they had subconsciously programmed me. Even though I wasn't consciously tribal and against those people, they had been billed as my enemy. So I was kind of halfway not worried about them, you see. Because while they're busy trying to change the name of a dormitory from Lynch Hall, an Irish name, because it might hurt somebody's feelings, the globalists want to kill the third world, folks. And there's the bigger truth. So now I feel a lot better. Because it wasn't conscious, but I was mad at myself the last week, going, what is it? What is it? And right before the show, it hit me. I went, phew. It's already what you're researching. This is going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Already is killing millions right now, starving to death. Every race, color, and creed, but mainly brown people. And do you really want to sign on to that leftist because you're so afraid of a virus and this crap? The shutdown of the economy is not about protecting you. It's about breaking down the world economy. All right, play the Joker piece again. Sorry, go ahead.
In the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every day they're working to increase the capacity of this hospital by flooding it with nurses and doctors and equipment. Outside, it's swamped with New Yorkers waiting in long lines to get tested for the coronavirus.
This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
America is not prepared. The nurses are not being protected.
She was a fake nurse.
Coronavirus.
Same lady.
Real. Getting real.
I quit my job today. I went into work and I was assigned to a COVID patient on
it's a dummy.
An ICU unit that has been converted to a designated COVID
unit. I'll stop right there. I'm going to play the whole report when I end the transmission. I want to hit a few more calls. But first off, can you guys cue up Cuomo from yesterday? I'm doing this on short notice if you can't. Cuomo came out and he said every model's been fake. Yeah, because it's 98% lower than what you said. And still, you know, half the coronavirus deaths in the U.S. are in New York. That's still, man, you're talking, you know, a lot of folks. In fact, let's play the audio. Here it is.
Look, what we know is by what we're seeing today, because all of the projection, by the way, all the statisticians have been 100% wrong on this
well,
and we've been following the models because that was the only blueprint, but they haven't turned out to be correct. It's sort of like in the old days when we tried to predict a storm by listening to the weather forecast, right? So,
right.
But what we're seeing right now are fewer new cases.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, and suddenly they're not dying because you're not putting them on a ventilator when they're having an autoimmune response. It's not air they need. They need Benadryl. We've had medical doctors on. We've had doctors saying that. So, and the globalists already knew from China that ventilators kill people. That's why they're like, we need more ventilators. Kill these people. Because you can tell a doctor, here's the treatment. I'll go, okay. You know, because, again, it's all a murder operation. But the New York doctors are like, hey, these ventilators are killing everybody. This is an autoimmune response. Give them Benadryl. Give them, and they give them the Benadryl, and it's like, oh, they're fine now. It's an autoimmune response, just like the Spanish flu. But they don't want you to know that because Bill Gates wants to murder you and your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, that's InfoWars Store.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Got some good news for you. In England, the police are finding people that buy potato chips. The law doesn't say under the fake lockdown you can't do that, but they chose to virtue signal. And the local governments are saying that's insane. That's the type of people they've hired in those areas. Well, in Kentucky, judge stops Kentucky police from recording churchgoers' license plates to fine them as the backlash explodes and as people showed up to church everywhere saying, we're sick of your crap. We know it's a Chi-Com op. Piss up a rope. Since when does China set the precedent of how America operates? And thank God the governor of Texas is set starting later this week to reopen the state. I never got to this graph put out by J.P. Morgan showing how 2 years from now we'll still be on lockdown. The banks are making their move, and when you're totally bankrupt, they're going to loan you money and then take your house. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Vincent in Chicago. Vincent, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Man, I am wound up. How are you doing?
I hear that. You get wound up frequently. It's awesome to listen to. Hey, I'm a big fan. So I just wanted to hit some highlights here quick.
Do me a favor. Talk right in your telephone.
What's that?
Just talk right in your telephone. You on speakerphone?
No, I got a headset on.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you pretty good now. It's a little bit distant there, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try this. So I'm a nurse living in the Chicago area, finishing up my PhD right now. I'm also a veteran. So I've got a little bit of experience with military weaponry. So I just noticed some things, overlapping events, that were going on with this whole thing. So we're obviously aware of the COVID-19 thing, and it started in Wuhan. And that's what we're told with that. And you're also, of course, everybody's familiar with event 201 at this point. Which laid out how the coronavirus would transmit, and everything is kind of going according to plan as far as that goes. Am I on with that?
Well, yeah, globalists always do drills to coincide. So when they get caught directing it by military police, they go, oh, that's just a drill we're running that just happens to mirror this. That's the cover. Well, they're saying it's a drill. Oh, the drill is overthrow the government. No, I wasn't really doing that. It's in a tabletop exercise. You understand how that works?
And at the same time that happened, and you know, the COVID-19 is real. I absolutely believe it's real. It's a coronavirus.
Yeah, just like shark attacks or the flu is real. They're just hyping up a response that's disproportionate and not normal to set a new absolute hysterical precedent.
At the same time that this is happening, 5G rollout is happening, and you're of course aware of that. And it's a big race to implement 5G. Now, the thing is that is being funded, the COVID-19 thing being funded by Bill Gates. And I don't know if you know, but in December, Bill Gates bought up 5.3 million shares of Crown Castle, which actually they develop and build and sell the components for the 5G network. So he's making money. He's funding both sides. He's making money off both.
Oh, absolutely. Insider trading. 200 CEOs dumped their money in December and January. Totally rigged. Giant drills of exactly this happening. He's involved in cloning the virus 2 years ago, owns it, funded things to the NIH. Fauci gave the weapons to the Chi-Coms. Now the Chi-Coms are blackmailing them with the info. Trump tries to bring it out. I mean, it is just absolutely insane.
Let me elaborate a little bit further here, because the signs and symptoms of radiation sickness are the exact same as the signs and symptoms for flu or COVID-19. Now, this whole thing rolled out, both of them rolled out at the very beginning of flu season. And if you take a look at the path of the COVID virus.
It's in the areas that have 5G.
Exactly. Now, you also.
Well, listen, Vincent, I got to jump. I appreciate your call. You must not tune in very often because we've been all over that, and I agree with you. And we actually documented it in May 4th, 2018, predicting that Wuhan had a system. It doesn't cause the virus. It displaces oxygen out of the lungs, creating these type of symptoms. So the virus is real, but it's augmented by the system that lowers the immunity and drives oxygen out of the lungs.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have 160, almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
You know, this is so important, I probably should have led the broadcast with it. But let's go ahead and hit this now. The most incredible information ever. That was the president a month ago saying, hey, I tried to block the Chinese flights. They wouldn't let me. The judges tried to block me. I overrode it. And now they're saying it's my fault. It's like the Fauci clip from February saying, I told the president, no problem, don't stop the Chinese flights, everything's fine. The president wants to, but I told him not to. A month and a half later, it's all President Trump's fault. He blocked us from doing anything. Well, look at this stack of articles. If you're a team of you or radio listeners, I'll read over these. Farmers dump milk, break eggs as coronavirus, restaurant closings destroy demand. Now, the grocery stores aren't buying it. There's no one getting it. They don't have a truck to pick it up. That's in the Wall Street Journal. But the left is all over MSNBC saying, arrest these farmers. That's perfect commie talk, man. Make sure they get it to the stores. How do they even know where to take it? Like you just pull up in a restaurant that's closed. Here, buy my eggs or a grocery store. They do it through distributors. So now that only there's certain distributors that grocery stores know to deal with, they're charging more for the eggs because they know all the other people that they would have bought from are out of business. Walmart used to famously come in 20 years ago, 30 years ago to towns and tell people, produce eggs. And they would get too many to produce eggs, wait till it was a glut, and then get another business in debt, make the others go under so they'd only have a few suppliers. So no one could get eggs in the area. Well, this is on a mass scale, so you're about to learn how it is to be in Venezuela. Smithfield Foods to close Sioux Falls plant indefinitely amid coronavirus 19. Got a couple of people with it. You got to shut down. So the power plant has a few. Nuclear power plant. Got to go home. Let it, Chernobyl. Doesn't matter if it kills a million people. It's like, well, we got to have a million die. Two people had it. Well, okay, let the reactor blow up. You know, that's how it works. It's liberal. And by the way, I'm not joking when I say that. A half a billion people just went on near starvation and now they're starving worldwide with this because the third world depends on us. Bye-bye. The tourism, the businesses, the, again, the food we grow down there. Africa alone, three countries are mainly dependent on flowers that are grown there and flown out to Europe and America. And now those are all shut down because that's not essential. When you say service isn't essential, bye-bye, Bluebird. Remember, we were supposed to all be service. We don't need industry anymore. We've got service economy. Well, now they say under Agenda 2030, it's non-essential, so die, die, die. There's AP, half a million people in poverty, and it reads 2 million set to starve to death. But that's okay. Starving to death is good for Mother Earth. The Pope even said so. No, this is about killing people. This isn't about saving people. And the moral high ground of big tech spying and everybody buying into it, getting into it. Remember, you just signed on to hundreds of millions that will starve to death in the chain reaction. But now the task force is warning the very Democrats that shut everything down that it may have food shortages. Don't worry, they'll oversee it all now. Like Bernie Sanders, who just dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden, said, there are too many foods and deodorants. We need lines. Because didn't we tell you who gets food? I decide who eats. I am your ruler. Those are actual quotes. People looking to become more self-sustainable amid food shortages, KOKH reports, but the left's calling for that not to be allowed. You must share your food. Ah, the Soviet gulag. Liberal. Continuing, food shortages? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, here's a great rant by Mark Levin pointing out the slavery of it. I don't have time to get to it, but he just said, you want slavery, you got it. Locust invasion creates food crisis for 1 million Ethiopians. Thousands dying a day from no food, French news agency. That's okay. New York, new debt. Virus creates perfect storm for slavery in India. Slavery exploding. Reuters reports thanks to this. Chernobyl's on fire again. No big deal. Liberal. But the Pope says we need a uniform economy and everybody gets a virtual income, but there'll be no food to buy with the money. And it just goes on from there. I've got a whole area I want to get to right here. Here it is. Pope says pandemic could be nature's revenge for ignoring climate change. Yes, you deserve to die. Well, don't worry. Plenty are going to die. Lockdowns are fine for the rich, but millions too poor to shelter from coronavirus will die, NBC News. But then, so in the lockdown, well, if five people die in the West, it's too many. Let 1,000 die in Africa. Liberal, liberal, liberal. I am so afraid coronavirus isolation brings grave new hardships to the world's poor. The woman decides which child she'll feed and which will die. Imagine what that's like for her, but it's okay. It's so fun to go to Whole Foods and wear your Nouveau Riche mask and get all upset and go, oh God, we're in a war. It's so scary. Go back and watch Netflix and play with yourself all day. Climate apartheid to push 120 million into poverty, UN says. So we didn't pay our carbon tax. They're all going to die, but now the UN's done just what'll kill them. Half a million more people face poverty due to virus. ABC News. Around 400 million Indians to slip deeper into poverty to coronavirus. Millions to starve to death from malnutrition where normal viruses just kill them. But that's just the normal virus. Not as sexy as corona. The poor will starve to death under quarantine in developing countries. Telegraph. That's okay. In Zimbabwe, hunger wins out in coronavirus fears. It's not going to be starved to death. Just stay away from me. Some countries face an awful question. Death by coronavirus or hunger? All these little girls need to die, little boys, a little malnourished. Die! There's too many of you. It's for the earth, the Pope said. Mother Nature's killing you. The old degenerate Pope, he's not going to die. You're going to die. Nigerians face starvation as Africa's largest city enters lockdown. It's okay. You don't want to die of that virus if 100 times die of starvation. We will starve Zimbabwe's poor. It's okay. It's okay. Just die. It's liberal. Okay, it's all. It's okay. Look, I'm sorry I can't get to Steve, Sue, Dominic, Johnny, James, and Chase. I got to like 30 calls. Did the best I could. I was going to take a few days off of my children just because I need to. But who knows if I will. I don't know anymore. But I know this. This is a weapon to depopulate. This is a weapon to kill the economy and make those in the West subservient and poor to get in position for extermination later. But for the third world, their time is here. Their time for euthanasia has begun. So Gerald Celente takes over. We're going to air the Soylent Green intro. We come back on the other side from like 6 years ago. Totally pertinent. Because when they teach you not to care about yourself or care about others, you've been taught to be a slave. Please remember, too, your word of mouth is king. It's paramount. It's the coin of the realm. When you tell folks about band.video or Infowars.com or Newswars.com or you share an article, you share a video, it transcends their censorship and totally pisses off the globalist. And when you buy products that you and your family already need, like high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, Winter Sun, 50% off, X3 selling out very soon, 60% off, so good for you and your family, Real Red Pill, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for your children and adults, all of it 40 to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And who knows how long this stuff will be available. I mean, I told you that. You see them trying to shut us down. But as long as you provision us into the future, we'll be able to keep on and operate as long as we can. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. I just want to thank all the listeners for what you've done as well and just remind you that just because they're overhyping this doesn't mean it's not a real threat. It's a threat against the economy, the culture, everything. And before this was going on, I said get your vitamin D3 Winter Sun, get your DNA Force Plus 50% off back in stock, get your so many other great products like the Living Defense. Wow. But I promise Sue and Steve and Johnny, we never do this. We always promise to never do this. It's the one thing I lie about. It's not on purpose. I always say, we'll call these callers back tomorrow, but they never answer, actually. But I appreciate you holding, and I'm sorry we didn't get to you. All right. The Soylent Green piece with Charlton Heston from the grave, and then Gerald Celente takes over.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times
The Washington Post, Wired Magazine, all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now, YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided beetroot has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeet is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. VasoBeet is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday! The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Yeah.
frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And here we are in the midst of the pandemonium panic being brought to you by the prostitutes around the world, spreading fear and hysteria. And so all this is, as I see it, and only going by the numbers. And the numbers add up to, at this time, over 100,000 people dead around the world in a global population of 7.7 billion people. And how many people are dying over there in Yemen of cholera and Ebola? What, about 10 million of them, starvation? And we won't talk about that. Again, these numbers are tiny, but this is the way the media escalates it. This is from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Worldwide deaths toll surpasses 100,000. All right, that's the headline up here. How come you didn't say worldwide death toll surpasses 100,000 when an estimated 650,000 died of the flu last year? I'll tell you why. Because you're a bunch of...
believe this house quarantine by the media, controlled by the government, controlled by the elite, is nothing more than house arrest while they construct the 5G towers.
Every single day, patients are lining up outside here, many of them with cold and flu-like symptoms. They come here to be tested.
This is bad. People are dying. We don't have the tools that we need.
People waiting in the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every day they're working to increase the capacity of this hospital by flooding it with nurses and doctors and equipment.
Outside, it's swamped with New Yorkers waiting in long lines to get tested for the coronavirus.
This is the emergency room, and you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
America is not prepared, and nurses are not being protected.
Coronavirus! Shit real! Shit getting real!
I quit my job today. I went into work and I was assigned to a COVID patient on an ICU unit that has been converted to a designated COVID unit.
Like a war zone.
None of the nurses are wearing masks, not even surgical masks, in the hallways when they're giving report to each other.
Everybody is terrified.
I had my own N95 mask. I told my manager, I understand we're short on supplies, but let me protect myself. Let me feel safe. I have family that I have to come home to, and the way things are looking, this isn't gonna get any better. America is not prepared. And nurses are not being protected.
Don't worry!
Is going on.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives, we are diseased, our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, programmed by the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
What's amazing about the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights is that even though it's 240 years old, it's more pertinent and more powerful today than it's ever been. We look at the huge AI takeover and total surveillance of our lives and the tyranny that comes with it, the oppression, and it's all linked to not having due process and not having a Fourth Amendment against being illegally surveilled. It's all predicated on having no privacy. If we simply embrace the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce that against big tech, they would never get away with this. But because we're not enforcing our Bill of Rights and Constitution based in common sense, the bottom has fallen out and the sky is just the beginning. It's certainly not the limit. That's why we're rediscovering what made America great and what the Renaissance is all about. True human empowerment. It begins at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. I'm back. But I'm only on a cell phone, and I don't carry one of these things. And there's a guy walking down the street. We lost our power here in Kingston. Yeah, a third world country over here. We had a little rainstorm and some wind. So all the power's out. All the landlines are down. And this guy, there's nobody on the street over here. And, you know, this is a pretty, you know, it's not a bustling city. And this cat's walking down the street with a mask on. He sees me, runs across the street to get away. Everybody's freaking out on this thing. The freaks of one. I was reading to you the headlines from the toilet paper record, the New York Times, the coronavirus update. Worldwide death toll surpasses 100,000. But they don't tell us when, 650,000 are dying from the flu each year. They don't have that coming up every day. Oh, and how about the 480,000 people in America that have died of the from smoking them cigarettes? More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. And that's what they used to promote when I was a kid. Some of the predictions that it would be a devastating week turned out to be true, validated by a terrifying six-digit number. 100,745, the worldwide death toll in the coronavirus pandemic. That's the New York Times. Do you need any more proof of that high hysteria that they're selling? Hey, you slimy little lowlives, as I was saying before we went off the air, how about all the murders going on, huh? When Obama was bombing 4,000, you know, with them drone strikes. Hey, how about that million killed in Iraq by George W. Bush? You want to know how ignorant and stupid the people are? And how you're seeing all these politicians popping up in the poll ratings? That guy Newsom, Doosom, Screwsom, whatever he is over there in California. Holder, Holding, Handjob, whatever his name is over here in down there in Maryland is. And the governor up there in Michigan. Well, the one in New York, all their polls, they're really going up. People love them. Oh, yeah, they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job, and the people are just enamored with them. And look what they're doing, robbing us of our rights. Low-life politicians telling us what to do. Nobody cares. We got them bragging over the great job they're doing. One after another. Robbing us of our rights. Bill Daddy's boy over here, Andy Cuomo, named the bridge after his papa. His father's better than mine? No. Take it easy, Andy boy. One on third base. They are selling the fear and hysteria. And the facts don't buy it at all. The facts are there for everybody to look at. And I went back to Cuomo. I did this on our Trends in the News broadcast. And remember, you could follow me on YouTube, subscribe to the Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com, the only magazine that tells you what's going on, and spread the word. We have to band together. New law expands Cuomo's power during coronavirus outbreak. This goes back to March 16th. March 3rd, excuse me. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law Tuesday that expands his emergency management powers, a move that drew bipartisan criticism, but that the Democratic governor said is justified. Oh, yeah, this is what I was saying. The Democratic governor, to show how stupid the people are, and I'm going through all the names, millions of people being killed in wars and everything, that's not news. The people are so stupid. They're so ignorant to follow these politicians, and you see now their poll ratings going way up. Get this in your head. How about a low-life, piece of stupid garbage. When you look at them in the face, you say, how could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea think that this stupid moron with a pair of cojones smaller than a moth balls, you know, not the ones you put in your closet, smaller than the ones on a moth, how would anybody believe George W. Bush? Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, yeah, remember landing on that aircraft carrier? Yep, we won. Yep. Just like they're doing now. That's how stupid the people are. That little slimy, low-life, murderous piece of garbage crap Bush, his popularity rating soared to 80% following 9/11. Taking us to war against Afghanistan, they didn't do anything to us. Yeah, how you know Osama bin Laden's there? And we got a cruise there. There's the longest war in American history, and we don't have an exit strategy, just like we don't have one for this. But we're sick. We're sick, demented people. We're politicians. Someone that's manipulative and devious to politically gain his ass move in an organization. Yeah, them. And they're doing the same thing now, and the little sheep are following. One after another, bowing down to politicians. And here's what else has happened. As my friend Stephen Green has put in my mind and made very clear to me, the morons are on a power trip. They're giving us, you go into the supermarket now, they got those shields up now. They're telling you to put money down, they yell at you. You're not, or they told us we weren't allowed to. We had to be bringing reusable bags in New York. They weren't giving out bags anymore. You had to pay for a plastic bag when you went shopping, a paper bag, rather. Now you can't bring a reusable bag in after they were selling them to us for 50 cents a bag. Now that's reusable. You're bringing in the virus. And now you got these little low-lives everywhere giving you orders. Don't they love it? This is how communism goes. This is how Stalinism, this is how Hitlerism, Mussoliniism, and now we have Americanism with a K in there. And the little people telling us what to do and how to do it. Stand in line. One of my employees yesterday, the day before, went to get some things on Saturday. And you're not allowed to go in the stores. They meet you outside, curbside service. You go up to the store. She's standing behind the line. She's standing away from the guy. The guy says, you're not 6 feet away from me. She goes, I am. No, you're not. So am I 5 feet away? She said, yeah. She said, why don't you call the police? All right? The morons, the idiots, the gutless little people are now on a power trip. Starting from the top, a lowlife like Cuomo, giving himself the power. How about that Whitmere, witless mere, witless jerkless mere from Michigan? Residents will no longer be able to jump in the car or cross the street to visit friends or relatives inside the state. These are the sick people that are running and ruining our lives. The communist Chinese have won. Surveillance everywhere. We are people of the communist states of the world. We'll follow the orders of your dictators. You will do what you are told. Freedom is dead. And so too will we be if we don't stand up and fight? Support InfoWars. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Do what you can. Buy their products. Speak up. Freedom reigns when we stand.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue. They create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean. We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Across Europe, across the UK and the United States, humans are beginning to attack 5G and other cell tower systems. It's on record that these systems cause massive increases of cancer. They're bombarding us with a weapon system, and they're surveilling us. Now, I'm not encouraging people to go out and burn these things down or destroy them. But what I'm saying is this. When you attack people with electromagnetic radiation and with microwaves, and when the public sees the effects, when they put them on top schools and they have huge cancer clusters, the globalists are going to have major pushback. And now Google is banning anybody that criticizes 5G in any way. They have truly proven that they are the definition of anti-human evil. And they've thrown in with the Chi-Coms who support absolute tyranny on levels never before seen. But the human rebellion against the technocracy has begun and will not be stopped. Join the rebellion now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting
you done. Globalists are using COVID-19 to launch the globalist takeover. If Trump understands this, and if everybody understands this, we can defeat the entire New World Order right now instead of have them have their takeover, which is implantable microchips, forced inoculations, world government martial law. It's all being announced as the solution. The communist Chinese on Saturday morning released to what is probably one of the biggest publications in the world, the Daily Mail, a document stating that they did indeed test with bats in the Wuhan level 4 bioweapons lab coronaviruses that they took out of bats and injected into piglets. And when the piglets died from it, they ground up the piglets and fed it to other piglets. So what did the author of the U.S. biological weapons law, who practices law at the Hague, represents presidents and prime ministers, you know, the guy with three Harvard degrees, he said 9 weeks ago that it's a U.S.-made bioweapon given to the Chinese to be spliced with these airborne coronaviruses that the bats have to give it gain of function, and that while it's all being blamed on Trump, what's going to happen to the economy, he predicted that, that it's Obama and Hillary and Fauci who were over it at the NIH who allowed the programs from 2012 to 2017, because Obama funded into the year Trump was elected and got into office, that they allowed the transfer of this to the communist Chinese to develop this airborne bioweapon. What in the hell is going on here, and what do you expect to happen now?
If President Trump doesn't understand that this is an extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that we, the American people, are facing, a lot of us are going to die. There's no doubt about it. Because all the people Trump have around him, not counting Vice President Pence, have been lying and covering this up from the get-go and have been promoting their own interests and their own agenda. And right now, that is the direction in which we are moving.
And now, the communist Chinese come out and they release this document to the mail, saying, yes, it turns out we lied to you. We said we weren't working with coronaviruses or bats in the laboratory, that it wasn't zoological. It is. But the U.S. government and Obama funded us. This morning, the headline on that article from the Daily Mail read, Wuhan lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a 3 million pound grant from the USA. That was the headline this morning. I have audio files I sent to all the writers and everyone saying, I predict prime projection that they will later change it to make the focus the US, that this is a mistake in the article, that the main Chinese thrust of the document is to blame America, but the article didn't blame America, it blamed China, so I predict they will change the headline. Boom, right as we go live, they put the article up, they changed it as I foresaw. Because I have learned how they operate. The global crisis that we've all been witnessing in the last 10 months, that we've all been living under, is planetary martial law. It is the technocracy, the big corporations and authoritarian governments working in concert to bring out a world ID through your phone. And in a moment, I'm going to show you the headlines breaking this Saturday where Google and Apple have announced they are merging. Yes, they are merging to create the world ID to save us from COVID-19. But first, let's look at this little tidbit. The governor, the Democrat in Michigan, is following suit with all other green cities and states and tightening the noose right when Trump prepares to start reopening the economy in most areas of the nation before a Great Depression is assured. She now says, don't even walk across the street to say hi to your neighbors. You can only walk one way down the sidewalk, not the other. And you can't visit your other home or your cabin in the woods. You have to stay in the city. I'm not kidding. You've got to read this for yourself. This is 1984. And remember, we told you 2 weeks ago from our sources that blue states like California, Michigan, and others, that we predicted Michigan particularly, were going to then, as soon as Trump tries to reopen, say, oh, no, we're tightening down more, and you've only got 2 days to get food, water, and medicine. That's exactly what she's now saying is coming next. Serbia just did this as well. Communist China and the World Health Organization are the ones advising this, and Communist China took over the World Health Organization more than a decade ago by putting their people into the institution and buying them off. So Communist China is running blue state, blue city responses and is holding America hostage in the most ancient form of war called siege. You are under siege and your rights are under siege. Some good news. Abbott here in Texas, the governor, is bucking this mind control. And he's coming out and saying he will have an executive order out within 3 days that will then phase out this hysteria. There have been about 230 people that have died in Texas. Again, the flu in Texas kills more than 5,000 every single year. This, ladies and gentlemen, is total hysteria and mind control. And now let's move to this, and I'll be doing a whole separate report on it for Man.Video on the Sunday show. Apple and Google are teaming up to fight COVID-19 with contact tracing. The so-called rivals never worked together, but now they're merging with the federal government, the ID tracking system, the locator system for GPS in your phones to let you know where people that have COVID-19 or might have had COVID-19 are, which then violates their privacy and gets us all used to being tracked. These systems are already in place. And how did I predict 9 weeks ago this was coming? Communist China again runs it. There they used Alibaba, the biggest shopping system in China, bigger than Amazon, so that it's tied to your purchases to track you and your movements. And in the future, they say if you're not a good little globalist, you won't be able to buy or sell or have a job. And in China, they're already doing it. It's the social credit score. So this is the rollout of the AI takeover, the drone surveillance, the social credit score beyond 1984 in your face. And it's all being done outside of the law, even outside of government. The corporations are just implementing it. And when Trump tries to end all this, the big corporations, big tech, and others are going to say, no, we're not reopening and hold the nation hostage. This is a 21st century civil war with globalist forces battling American forces and using this invisible enemy of COVID-19 to scare everyone into submission. Band.video and Infowars.com have a lot of other key reports on this that are vital to the future of you and your family. Please watch them, research them, and share them while you still can.
Hi. Hello, hello. Well, we're back again. The power keeps coming on and off up here in Kingston, New York. So here's, I'm going to make this really quick. Don't have a lot of time. Watch gold prices. You know, I was the first cat out there calling the gold bull run on June 6, 2019. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce. As we're speaking now, gold is at $1,713, almost $400 up. I believe when gold solidifies over 1730, 1740, it's going to spike to 2,000. I was saying earlier about how these dictators have taken over the country. We've become communist China worldwide. They're in total control. I'm going to give you something from another low-life piece of garbage. This guy, Conti, who's the prime minister of Italy, they announced on Friday that they're closing the joint down again. This is one of the first countries to close down until May 3rd. Like, they know what they're doing. Over here in America, you got to be 6 feet away. Hey, wait a minute. Over there in Europe, they say a meter, 3 feet away. Yeah, but we're making up stuff just like everybody else. If you sneeze, it goes over there. You know, again, this is all a lot of baloney. Here's what Conti said. This is a difficult but necessary decision for which I take all political responsibility. Oh, for which I take all political responsibility. Political? Someone who's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. That's the fact. I take? Who the hell are you? How about we the people? Yeah, as an Italian-American, I'm as ashamed of the Italians as I am of the Americans, and they were the first ones to go down. Just like you marched to Mussolini, you're bowing down to Conti. All right? The same thing going on. You got this little clown there, Cuomo, over here. I believe the worst is over. I believe. Amen. Amen. I believe. Hey, what do you... You believe this thing was never anything. The numbers are small. 20,000 people died of what? 300?